Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century, and now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control, those that control my life, and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams getting for control the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
Resistance is not
humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to be real things, the things that matter. Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we want to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
We'll be right back after this quick break. We are live Tuesday, the 8th day of November, 2011. I'm Alex Jones. You have found it, the front lines of the info war. The global transmission against tyranny. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is the eighth day of November on this Tuesday global transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I have been attempting in vain for quite a long time to actually take a large amount of phone calls, but I'm going to cover some of the news headlines and then give the number out, and I will go to your calls throughout this hour. At the bottom of the hour, our frequent financial news contributor to track what's happening geopolitically and especially in Europe, Max Kaiser, will be popping in. We're working on another financial guest as well in the third hour today. Jesse Ventura could be on today or tomorrow. I called him this morning. Obviously, you heard him on air Friday, say call him again over the weekend that he'd come on this week and give us his full breakdown on the TSA situation that's coming to a head. But I did call him this morning so I could get a call anytime. So it could be today, tomorrow, you name it. So he could be popping in as well. But I do want to take your phone calls because obviously a lot is happening in the world. And I'm also settling in to not sleeping. I actually feel good. I guess it's my second wind. I didn't really sleep much for whatever reason Wednesday night. Then in the 27-hour broadcast, I slept about 3 hours on a couch. And then I went to East Texas with family, and one of my children was throwing up for whatever reason. Didn't have a fever, though, and was up much of the night. I didn't get much sleep then. Then the next night, my daughter, who has teeth coming in, had a toothache and was up crying all night, something she's never done before. While you're camping, remember that. I'm not complaining. It's just funny. And then I got back and finally got sleep Sunday night. And then last night was on Coast to Coast AM and was so sleepy before I went on the show. I drank a bunch of coffee. Then I couldn't go to bed. Went to bed at 5 a.m., couldn't sleep. Children woke up at 6:30, had an hour and a half of sleep. And I feel great, actually, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens here because this is getting ridiculous. I mean, if I didn't have raccoon-looking eyes before, like Rahm Emanuel or something, big black Joker circles around my eyes, I'm certainly going to have them if this continues. I mean, this is That is an ugly-looking creature right there on your TV screen. Okay, that said, Max Kaiser is coming up and joining us. Let's go ahead now and go over some of the news I have here in my stacks. ABC News is running the headline, Foreign Policy Experts Agree with Ron Paul's Foreign Policy and Say that the military expenditures are bankrupting us and paying for military occupation and forces in all these different wealthy nations is basically bankrupting our society. So we're going to be going over that report. Also, we are going to talk a little bit more. I keep saying I'll talk about it. I covered it some last night, but I do have some comments I want to make about the Herman Cain situation and this first public accuser who reportedly now a month ago was seen whispering in his ear and hugging on him, according to the Sun-Times. And so we'll be looking at that and breaking that down. But quite frankly, the reason I'm going to talk about Cain is that whether it's true or not, Herman Cain should be politically unviable because of his support for the private Federal Reserve, his support for a new taxing system on top of what we've got, the 9999. There's another nine they're not talking about. The payroll tax that all employees, business owners, you name it, pay. And, of course, Herman Cain has been caught lying and saying that Ron Paul, that's why this stuff may be true, because he with a straight face, looked at Ron Paul in the debate a few debates ago and said, how dare you say that I call Ron Paul supporters stupid and people that want to audit the Fed stupid? You're listening to that internet. You shouldn't believe everything you read on the internet. And then there was canned applause, basically. Ha ha, he got you, that internet. And Ron Paul looked at him, looked down at his notes, and looked back up with that alley look and said, we'll look into that. And obviously it's in Cain's book, and there's all these audio clips of him saying it when he's hosting the Neil Bortz program and all the rest of it. So That's what's happening there. That's what's happening on that front. But I will later get into that a bit. Now, the larger issue is that is distracting right now from a war with Iran that will put the economy into an even deeper depression, but be a political distraction and political cover for those globalist puppets that are instituting this right as Europe implodes by design into the New World Order. We also have all over the country in the last 2 weeks, police announcing they're going to get tough with protesters. They're going to shoot you with rubber bullets in the face, as there's now videos coming out. They're going to tear gas you for no reason. They're going to billy club you if you have a camera, including mainstream media. They've gone from the darlings that government said, oh, here's the park for you. Let the unions bring you some pizzas. Here's some porta potties to go away. And that's because they thought this would be part of the Democratic Party reelection campaign 2012 as a way to rebrand the Democrats as anti-establishment. That didn't work. And so Occupy Wall Street is going to be getting a rubber bullet upside the head, their First Amendment. People are like, they're honoring the First Amendment. What's happening? Oh, Acorn is helping. George Soros is helping. Michael Moore is helping. Nancy Pelosi says they're great. Ben Bernanke says they're wonderful. Obama loves them. Goldman Sachs is loving them. Oh, they're calling for redistribution of wealth and communism to take the middle class money and give it to the bankers. They tried to get Occupy Wall Street to go along with that. First, the Democratic Party Foundation operatives. No revolution is coming. It's important to define this. They put out the call months before it starts on this date in early October. Come out. It's the corruption of Wall Street, the big banks. Knowing a bunch of people across the political spectrum would show up, then the operatives go in and don't let patriots organize anything, saying no politics allowed, only collectivism, and Acorn's here to help. So run in the fetters out, run Ron Paul supporters out, don't talk about crony capitalism, insider elites using big government to control people. That's not allowed. So they tried to control it on record. Now it's admitted that they tried to take control of it and did to a certain extent, but it just didn't work. So now it's time for clobbering. And again, I'm against the attack on the First Amendment, and these police really are shameful across the country. People are like, wow, they're telling people, come on out, and the police are saying they're going to be there to provide you with security. It's a friendly. All over the country, the word went out from the feds to their federalized local police departments that are nothing more than little prostitutes of the federal globalist Gestapo. They were, you are honored. We appreciate you. So everybody who was scared to go out and protest in the last decade, watching families with babies being pepper sprayed, billy club for no reason, cops spraying pepper spray in Portland and other areas, point blank in babies' faces and laughing, and if mama don't like it, billy club in the teeth. Ha ha! Because the message was, you don't come out and demonstrate. You understand us? You shut up, you scum. You have no First Amendment. And they hired Delta Force. All the major papers reported in Seattle in 99 was there running airplanes full of anarchist communists that they flew in. And they were, it's all in my film, The Takeover, police admitting it. They were ordered to let them loot, and then they were housed in a government building and protected by police. This is how they do it. But now it's like, you're our friends. Obama likes you. You want higher taxes to pay it in banker bailouts? Austere? Come on. Come on, you the October Revolution. Come on, the mega banks that funded Marx and Engels and then Lenin and then Stalin, love you. Here's your communist armband. Oh, you're not going to do what we say? Officers open fire. And the cops are like, you better believe we're ready. Because they've been taught, the cops have been taught they're a bunch of communists because the globalists have basically spoken for them. So it's a left-right paradigm example where a lot of these cops, I've heard them on talk radio, run into them on the street. They're like, I can't wait to crack the heads of these dirty commies. Because they're listening to conservative talk radio that's telling them part of the truth, that, yeah, they're collectivists, they're anti-gun. A lot of cops are actually conservative, but in a twisted way. So they're like, I'm ready to rubber bullet these hippies. I'm sick and tired of these commies wanting my guns. I'll get them. They're not going to stop my deer hunting. See how that works? Meanwhile, it's a diverse group of people out there. Even if they were communists, they have their free speech, but most of them aren't. Again, it is a scientific psyop. It's like diamond cutters know how to just exactly slice off those pieces. and you know, can do it by hand better than a machine can. The globalists know just exactly how to divide and conquer, just exactly how to control. So while all this is going on, here's the Washington Times. Police will get tough on occupied D.C. protesters. And it's over for them. I mean, normally little kids try to protest not being able to sell lemonade and they get arrested or beat up. I mean, you know, the D.C. police are there to let you know you're trash. I mean, they're famous for it. Officer, can you give me directions, please? Get up against the wall. Remember that case? I'm taking you to jail. Why? You don't disrespect me. Do I look like a phone book? But we're here with our family. We were here to visit the Capitol. Shut up! Okay, I mean, I've been there just videotaping the Washington Monument from 300 yards back, and security guards walk over. They go, get out of here. You need a permit. And I go, no, I've actually checked. There is no permits in this city. I was with a TV crew once with... was it C-Think? We go, the cops are coming. The cops come over and they go, you need to leave right now. I don't care. There's no law. Wearing black gloves. You do understand things are about to get real rough. Just like the private Federal Reserve goons with Aaron and Jacobson up at Kansas City. It made the Kansas City newspaper. And they're like a half mile away videotaping the Federal Reserve at a park. And Federal Reserve people show up with guns and just say, leave. And they go, but it's our First Amendment. They go, really? They put their hand on their guns. Really? Are you ready? Are you ready? This country is ours. I mean, it's all on video. Listen, you scum. You're here to lick our boots up and down all day long. And you better just get ready for that. We're going to. I mean, that's the New World Order. They're here to. You heard that guest on yesterday about his business partner. He's even in the Council on Foreign Relations. And he's on a train and guys in blue uniforms tucked into their boots come on and go, you will sit forward. This is routine. You will show your identifications. And if you give us one problem, you're going to jail. Do you understand, American scum? We've been given.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, folks, I was a little bit late getting back on air there. I apologize for that because Governor Ventura called me right as I was going into the live segment. He is going to give us an exclusive breakdown on what's happened since the ruling on Friday. We need to move Max Kaiser if he can do it to 1. I know he's on at 12:30. I really need Kaiser on. But I asked Ventura, I said, you want 30 minutes or an hour? And he said he'd do an hour. I'm going to call him back during the break because he was still talking when I hung up because the liner was over. And I do want to go to your phone calls. So look, I've mentioned some of the news, the Iran situation, all of it. We're going to be getting to it. I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let me ask you this question. I mean, now everything we've talked about is unfolding. It's all happening. What do you think's coming next in this whole New World Order situation? I mean, if it's already gotten this crazy, what's coming next? Criminals took over the government. They robbed all of the investments. Mega banks are openly taking houses they don't even own that aren't even in debt. Totally paid for homes. That's all over the news. No one gets in trouble. They're stealing the veterans' pension funds. They're announcing they're getting ready to cut the veterans' pensions, what's left of them. It's just a totally criminal government. It's not our government. What do you think about all of this and where it's going? 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Jesse Ventura coming up. You heard him right after he'd been at that press conference. And, of course, the media distorted what he was saying. He was saying, basically, what do I have to do? Either leave the country or I have to become president to stop this? And so he was, and so now they're trying to spin it. I was just talking to him that he's unpatriotic. What's the Teddy Roosevelt quote about love your country, fear and hate your government? What did Thomas Jefferson say? In fact, guys, pull me a bunch of quotes about loving your country but hating your government. There's the old Irish saying that patriotism is loving your country but trying to keep your government in line, basically. It's common sense. Our country's been hijacked by criminal elements, and they're also trying to spin this. Ventura was telling me, well, he's got a bunch of breaking news. In fact, Jaron, I sent you articles a few days ago. I don't know if you had them in the stacks, but if you type in Jesse Ventura, love it or leave it, into Google News and click news or start page, whatever you want to go to, it'll bring up a bunch of articles with headlines, love it or leave it. Like in America, love the streetlights listening to you. By the way, Homeland Security is deputy director saying it's great. No one will know they're being listened to. And there's some of the articles. Yeah, print those for me. Thanks. I want to bring those up to him. They are putting out this idea that as a citizen, you just do whatever government and special interests say, and you don't have any right to any opinion or anything, and that it's unpatriotic. And if you don't like the TSA sticking their hands down your pants, groping your wife, your children, putting you in a microwave oven, if you don't like them having the borders wide open and the government being caught dealing drugs and shipping guns out of the country, then leave it. That'd be kind of like if you were in Mexico and don't like the 60,000 dead. Keep saying 40. It's 60,000 in 3 years plus now. I guess it's like leave Mexico then. I guess that's what the illegals are doing. But, you know, the point here is that you can't just leave it. You got to fix it. In fact, most sociologists and political scientists have shown, and common sense proves it, if you just look at it, you got 30 plus million people from Mexico here, and there's 100 million there. And Mexico used the U.S. as a steam valve. Imagine if those 30 million people had been made to stay there and fight. They would have overthrown that corrupt oligarchy they got down there. And, you know, it's the same thing here. I don't want Jesse Ventura to leave the United States. I don't want anybody to. I've talked a lot about this. I'm going down with the ship because there's nowhere else to run. What, run somewhere and 5 years later the New World Order gets there? I mean, I've been to other parts of the world. I've talked to people that have lived in other parts of the world. It's bad. You know, Mike Adams went down to South America and had to punch out. Because you know, people were threatening to extort him or kidnap or whatever. This is what's going on. And America is still a great country. We need to save it. Well, they're right.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, our food is unfit to eat. And we sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
J. Jesse Ventura's got breaking news coming up. He was booked on TV shows all over the U.S., basically, and they all suddenly canceled. When he goes on other radio shows, the host, syndicated and others, the host make fun of him and say, you're like Kim Kardashian. I guess that's that bombshell brunette. I know enough to know that. Like he's trying to get publicity. I have witnessed Ventura in a controlled rage over this. I have been in a controlled rage. I am sick of it. And when Miss USA cried about the Dallas airport literally going in her panties and touching her genitals, and she cried, they said, oh, she just wants attention. Oh, I guess when you run into highway checkpoints down, they want to search your car. You shouldn't get upset. You shouldn't get upset about federally funded blood draws all over the country. Or Homeland Security announcing they want to start setting up forced quarantines and roundups. You shouldn't get upset about taxes so high it's bankrupting many people. Or NAFTA and GATT deindustrializing the country. No, it's weird to be involved. It's weird to be upset. And they almost ended Ventura's show because of the budget issues of him saying he wouldn't fly. And they couldn't afford to have private jets, so he drives around in his own personal RV all over the country. And I mean, being behind the scenes and watching them, how they turn this around and how they operate and how these whore talk show hosts think it's cute to see total classical police state in our face and make excuses for it. I mean, I got an article up at Infowars.com, headline, DHS official, you never know when streetlights are listening to you. And they're making announcements. Yes, no one knows when we're surveilling them. I mean, directly out of 1984, federal streetlights listening to us without warrants? I mean, it's beyond 1984. And what's happened is a lot of these yuppies and sellouts and people who bought into the system, they will make whatever excuses they need. Once you buy into corruption, once you buy into Big Brother, you can't admit as it gets worse and worse that you were wrong. No, that's not what these cowards do. Instead, they just sit there and make excuses for no matter what happens. And that's the thing about tyranny. In every society, if you study the sociology, the psychology, the certain groups that go along with the system will then put up with anything. Whether it was crazy Roman emperors or the Aztecs, it doesn't matter. And there's always a ruling class that is about the exercise of power. People build up the Japanese, and certainly it was a genteel culture compared to many, and admirable in many ways. I'm not putting down the culture, but it's on record, you can pull this up, that the Japanese samurai would routinely test a new blade on a villager. And these are groveling, stooping slaves who bowing, doing whatever they're told, working long hours, 12 hours or more, out in the rice paddies, and they would just, to maintain discipline and exercise power, they would go out and find somebody that looked at them wrong and chop them up with a new blade. You can look that up. Just type in samurai had right to kill for no reason. It'll come up. And every culture did that. You there, knave in ancient France, going back 1,000 years ago. You there. You looked at me wrong. Tie him up. One of the favorite ways was just to tie him up against a tree and just slit the throat. It's about the exercise of power. Of all the cultures, it was the Anglo-Saxon culture that developed the Magna Carta, that took the common law to the next level, that chopped the heads off of kings and demanded basic liberties, that grew, wasn't perfect. The system always attacks it, but it grew like an acorn into what we have today. The first society where commoners could own private property. In no other culture could you, a non-royal, and all of their sublords and legates, you could not own private property. And the elites latched on over 100 years ago to eugenics because they already believed they were a different species than the general public. That's why they called the poor people in every culture the little people. Because under feudalism, practiced in every culture, the elites sit back in giant armored palaces with a royal guard, and the slaves are kept out there on purpose, and their food is confiscated to a point of where they're almost starving to death. You know, I've had Marines and others describe fighting Iraqis And after 15 years of sanctions, no medicine, no nothing, they said that they had no energy. Most of the country isn't even getting enough food. And so multiple Marines have described how you're fighting an American, black, white, whatever. They've got muscles on them. They're well fed. These are people malnourished, millions of which starved to death over that 15 years. They estimate they went from 25 million to about 21 million total, war, famine, you name it. And you can just shove the Iraqis aside because they've been starved to death. One good line they have in Silence of the Lambs, I don't recommend if it's a family movie, but where the evil psycho killer who's a genius is talking to the FBI serial killer expert, and he says, "Oh, I see you, Clarice. I see your cheekbones. I see your bones. I see you. You know, what'd you come from? Sharecroppers? Is this your background?" And she starts crying because he knows who she is by looking at her body. And see, that's the elite just kind of throwing in your face how they operate, what they do, as they ride by on big war horses and everybody's like starving to death, burying their kid. And if they caught you taking one rabbit in ancient England, even though your family's starving to death in the winter, one rabbit. You're kept on this tiny tract of land, and you're in there freezing all winter, and you get a rabbit to feed it to your children, and the lords bust in, the sheriff bust in and pulls out a sword and goes, "Get him outside. Walk him outside and run him through. You don't take our property." I mean, that's how every society has operated. And that's the feudal system that we're now going under in this country. That's what's happening to our society. And what the elites have done to the human race, all the strong, smart people they've killed out of domination. The truth is eugenics is not trying to build up society. It's trying to wreck all that's good in us so these parasites can dominate us. I'm going to go to your phone calls. But it just makes my head spin, all the things that are happening. Oh, look, Magic Johnson still beating HIV 20 years later. Oh, but the average person gets it and they put you on the drugs and you're dead in about 3 years. Because the drugs are what kill you. HIV is a bioweapon, a race-specific bioweapon, very hard to kill Caucasians with it. But see, he got behind the whole HIV money-raising movement, and he even slipped up in interviews, remember, over a decade ago, and said, "Yeah, I've been given the cure." And boy, then they clamped down on him fast. "Yeah, I've been given the cure. I've been given the cure." And he sure was. But only because he kept his mouth shut. As for those hundreds of millions of Africans that have died from it or related to it, no, you're not going to get the cure. You're going to go in a hole in the ground. You got that? Death is what you get. Because it's trendy. Continuing here. Appeals court upholds Obama health care law. So unconstitutional, it'll make your head spin, but these courts are now bought and paid for. A conservative-leaning panel of federal appellate judges is upholding President Obama's health care law as constitutional, helping set up a Supreme Court fight. Oh, conservatives, because it was written by the insurance companies. It's a robbery of the public, but we'll call it liberal and trendy. You know, it's fun. Can't let the left and right wake up to the fact that it's a scam. So just, oh. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia issued a split decision Tuesday upholding the law. The court agreed to dismiss a Christian Legal Group's lawsuit claiming the requirement that all Americans get health insurance is unconstitutional and violates religious freedom. What about having to finance abortion? Here in Travis County, only county in Texas, you got to pay for everybody's abortions. Here's one: new privacy fears as police could track your GPS without warrant. They're already doing it. Here it is, Supreme Court to hear GPS surveillance case. Or lower courts have ruled, yeah, there's no Fourth Amendment. Who needs that? We got banker occupation. We got cancer virus vaccines, fluoride water. We don't need freedom and everything it built. Get rid of that birthright and bring in some slavery. That's what we want. That's fun. And globalism's really done good for the country. Well, get ready for a lot more. This is just the beginning. It's kind of like falling off the edge of a cliff. You kind of bounce down. You know, it's kind of a jagged, not straight down. You kind of bounce and then roll, and then kind of at the bottom there's a bigger drop. You drop, and you go, oop, and you feel your leg break, and you're like, wow, that was really horrible, until you realize you're actually rolling down towards a bigger cliff. And you're like, oh, that looks like about 500 feet. Well, I guess I'm about to die. We've just kind of been bouncing down the side here, and it's like, oh, look, there's a 500-foot drop. Boy, as bad as it is, blood coming out our faces and broken legs societally, we're about to fall off the big cliff. And the media's like, yay, yay. Ventura's bad because he had a lot of people grabbing his genitals. He's a weirdo. Ah, yay, yay. People are like, grope our children. Yes, steal everything. We love paramilitary police at checkpoints. It's freedom. It makes us feel safe. Borders wide open. Here's another one. DHS official. You would never know if the streetlights were spying on you. Homeland Security deputy invokes Orwell's 1984. They actually said that. And see, now they're quoting it at you. That's right. We're doing it. We're breaking your will. Details surrounding the federally funded streetlights and doubled as omnipresent surveillance devices aren't getting any less creepy. A deputy Homeland Security director told Fox Charlotte, you will never know if Big Sis is watching. A quote that wouldn't look out of place in George Orwell's 1984. They actually say, you'll never know if Big Sis is watching. We're creepy. We're creepy. Take your shots. Eat your GMO. Brush with your fluoride, kiddies. Why is everybody getting cancer? Never mind that. Don't read all our official Homeland Security documents. Don't read the Rockefeller Foundation about it. Just do what we say. We're here to help you. Yes. Yes, we're shipping the drugs in. Be sure and use them. Then we'll put you in prison. And we're not just saying that for dramatic effect. The idea, you could never be certain whether or not Big Brother was watching and feeling of constantly under supervision is a dominant theme in the 1949 dystopian novel that depicted a totalitarian state under which the population is kept under constant surveillance. But see, I'm beginning to realize here, we were mentally ill. I was bad. You were bad. 1984 is a book of freedom. It is good. The Declaration of Independence is bad. Remember our articles a few weeks ago in the news? Is the Declaration of Independence illegal? And the articles were like, yeah, it's bad. But see, 1984, it's good. Actually, we were all wrong. It's not bad. It's good. You see, now you're starting to really understand the freedom. Now you're starting to realize the government cares about you. They care so much about you. They put Al-Qaeda in control of Libya because they're fighting Al-Qaeda. Now you're beginning to understand doublethink, doublespeak, double plus good. And now they have Homeland Security people on the news saying, you never know if Big Sis is watching and listening and giggling. Just like, yeah, slaves, you think it's bad now. Ooh, we're getting ready. We got the camps ready. We got the rape rooms ready, just like at Abu Ghraib. And we're ready. Oh, we're ready. And we're going to tell you to line up and turn your guns in. And you're going to do it. Just as long as they have some good old boy up on the news going, we're doing this because Al-Qaeda hit us. Nobody likes it, but it's what we got to do. Anybody that doesn't turn them in is with Al-Qaeda. And good old boys will be like, I guess I'm turning them in. No way the government went bad on me. Anyone not turning in their firearms is a terrorist sympathizer. Oh, by the way, I'm hearing emergency alert system taking over every hour or so. I heard it last night and this morning taking over. Oh, they're really getting ready for the freedom. Jerry in Texas, then Dean, Hector, Barbara, Danny, and others. Go ahead, Jerry, you're on the air.
I want to poke at, but first I just want to say I really respect what you're doing. I don't think people realize the amount of hostility and indifference you're met with when you try and spread the truth. It just goes to show, you know, how brainwashed the general populace is right now. But I wanted to ask, I'm not real sure how much you know about this, but these smart meters for those people in Texas trying to continue to grow the cure, you know, how much will this affect on a, you know, your small scale, you know, indoor farmers?
Oh, you're talking about, well, no, sure. They admit that the smart meters can detect the wattage usage with an algorithm precisely if you've got a marijuana grow light. And they also do SWAT team people when they're using too much power. They use that as the evidence. It can even tell what you're watching on television off of the system. I mean, that was mainstream news 2 days ago. Because it can tell, because a TV uses power depending on the spectrum of the beam it's firing, so they can even decode that and tell what you're watching. And they admit smart meters access your house 10,000 times a day, tracking everything you're doing. All the new appliances are having tracker chips built into them with data over power lines. So even if you don't have it, the power lines come in and the fluorescent lights are now flicker rate code key accessors to take control of your computers. And all the new computers are coming out with the systems to pick up the now by law light bulbs that actually remote control and control your home. That's Associated Press, by the way.
All right. And
I mean, you realize the magnitude of this, Jerry, the pure, total evil plan. I mean, these people know what they're doing.
Absolutely. I called the electric company just yesterday. I had my meter changed about a month ago. The only new meter on the apartment complex is a smart meter. It's exactly like on the internet, the same hertz, watts, you know, everything. I called them twice, and both times they tell me that it is a digital analog. When it doesn't look at all like...
Well, you're an enemy. Let's stay there. Listen, the system's all taught to lie. They're taught the American people are the enemy. This is an occupying force. Listen, I'm ranting here desperately because I can't even describe to you how serious it is. Thank God for people like George Norrie last night. I was on for 3 hours, reaching 16 million people at least, covering all these issues. Thank God that the internet, the most dominant media now out there, is alternative news. Thank God for the Drudge Report and other outlets that at least allow some of this information to get out. But it is dire. And again, most of the people that work for government are compartmentalized. And they've been hired because they are short-sighted. They don't understand what they're part of. But anybody who studied history knows how much trouble we're in. We're going to go back to Jerry and then Dean and others here in just a moment. I wanted to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in America. They have a whole new line of jeans in all styles for men and women. Go to gussetclothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. And they just last a lot longer than even Levi's. Find out why they're special and take a look at the great American-made product. From the field to the factory, all Diamond Gusset jeans are made right here in America, whether you're looking for boot cut, slim fit, or Kevlar reinforced, like their Defender jeans for motorcycles that are awesome. You can find something for every member of your family. Check them out today, gussetclothing.com or 888-8-GUSSET. That's 888-8-GUSSET. And also, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a whole line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. The reverse osmosis system will filter radioactive isotopes. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, or go to purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water future today. And it is the sponsors and your support and the folks at the Money Bomb and people that buy the books and the videos and get the prisonplanet.tv memberships that make all of this possible. By the way, at the end of the month, we're going to end the 15-day free trial. So if you want to do that at prisonplanet.tv, now is the time. All right, I'm going to stop trying to rant here. Jerry, finish up your point. So they lied to you about the smart meters, and there's the headline. Smart meters send almost 10,000 signals a day. Go ahead.
Went ahead and told me that even if it was a smart meter, I would not have the choice to change it out, and that it didn't matter because by the time 2013 came around, they would be mandatory in every household anyways.
Oh, yeah, and remember, in California, they said, we're not listening, we can't track you, we won't control your temperature, and now they go, yeah, we're going to control your temperature and charge you more when you use more energy, and we're going to track... Listen, it's a box that tracks everything in your house, data over power. Every plug in your wall is now a surveillance system when it's hooked into a high-tech light bulb or when it's hooked into a refrigerator or anything. They're putting these in all the new appliances to track. It's got a tracker chip to where the electricity can now read things in your house. This is all admitted. In fact, I just showed that article. Type in, smart meters can tell what you're watching on television. I know Wired Magazine and others have covered it. I mean, you cannot make this up, folks. You cannot make up the crooked wickedness of these criminal bankers. And look at how they're masters of making you pay for it when you buy an iPhone or a washing machine or a computer. Or in your power bill, they make you pay in your bill for all this surveillance crap. I'm sorry. It's making me want to throw up. They're building Trojan horses into everything, including the stinking streetlights, and bragging saying Big Sis is listening. Ha ha ha. And I'm like, oh boy. I'm sorry. Final comment.
The next thing I want to get into real quick is, if we can't educate people that hemp cures cancer and all mutating cell diseases before TSA sets up these statewide roadblocks and the smart meters go into effect, the general populace will never even have a chance to understand that they could be completely free from the large pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I know that cannabis has a lot of great attributes, and yeah, there's a headline, smart meters reveal TV viewing habits. What publication is that out of? I know I saw it, and that's out of the H Security. You can see it everywhere. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls and Jesse Ventura with breaking news. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Jesse Ventura with breaking news joining us here on this Tuesday, 8th day of November transmission. Right now, let's go to Dean in New York, then Barbara, Danny, Hector, and others. Let's go to Dean. Dean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, Alex. How are you? Prison Planet member. I watched your DVDs. It kind of woke me up. And I called in mostly to address the Jesse Ventura, because see, the governor. A governor treated this way, not only by TSA, but also by the court system. I just have to say something, okay? And it's quite simple, Alex. Under the 14th Amendment, if you are a U.S. citizen, this is going to be hard for a lot of people to accept, but it's the truth. And like you said, research, research, research it. Check it out. Under the 14th Amendment, if you claim that you're a U.S. citizen, you no longer have rights under the Constitution.
You have privileges.
Your Bill of Rights are gone. It's gone, okay? So Jesse is a citizen. You're a citizen. Because we're all citizens, you can just kiss the Constitution and the Bill of Rights because it doesn't apply to us anymore, okay? It's just that simple. It's a sad fact, but it is a truth. Now, there's someone that you probably should have to explore this issue further, because this is like this is very explosive information, and I almost had to think to myself, geez, should I go on a medium like the Alex Jones Show, reaching millions of people with this information? But I felt compelled to, because I owe an obligation to, basically to you and your organization, for what you've done to wake me up. There's a man called L.B. Bork. He wrote a book. He's called The Red Amendment. Tell Jesse to get a copy of that book. It's called The Red Amendment by L.B. Bork, okay? And he'll explain to you, because you don't have to believe me, you do your research, he'll explain to you how, when you take U.S. citizenship, how they trick us, they fool us, as soon as, like, when you were going across the border.
Yeah, just to be clear, before you were a state citizen, they were a confederation that created the federal government. Our senators were sent to Washington, they were elected by the legislature, they were creatures of the states. They didn't want to actually make black people free men, so instead they made them wards of the District of Columbia. And yes, that's all true.
No, Alex, they made all of us wards.
No, I know, sir, I know, sir. I'm telling you what they said they were doing with the creation of that amendment, the reason they said they created that amendment, and yes, that's what it did to everyone. I've been aware of that for 16 years, and I'm glad you called in and brought that up. It is true. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Hector in Texas. Hector, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question about Occupy Wall Street. You mentioned that they're going to clamp down on it, and I wanted to know if that action is going to backfire on them. And, I mean, I went last Friday to an Occupy Houston, and I noticed the overwhelming majority of people there are, you know, Democrats, and they blame capitalism and stuff like that. But there's reasonable people also there who, you know, want to talk about reinstating Glass-Steagall Act and really know what it is, the problem we're having. So I was also putting a call out there to the, you know, InfoWars to at least try to educate people, go to the Occupy movements and try to
No, this is a golden opportunity to reach people that are politically waking up. Every person you wake up is a devastating blow against the globalist. In the feathers, get in there. People that want to get rid of the abolition of the Glass-Steagall Act and bring it back. to stop these mega banks engaging in all this fraud. We've got to be in there talking to these groups. That's why I traveled around and went to the Federal Reserve locations.
Yeah, I'm also wondering what's going on with the Federal Reserve protest. I haven't heard anything from you, any update.
I know about a week or two into it, people were still up there, and we actually interviewed some of them on the nightly news. And I don't think there's anybody up there now, but it got a lot of attention on the Federal Reserve and really scared the system. And there's protest off and on at Federal Reserves everywhere. So great job to everybody out there. All right, we're going to get Governor Jesse Ventura on the line. The system wants to misrepresent his case and what's happened to him so they can violate all of our rights. This is a watershed event. Jesse Ventura is like Rosa Parks, ladies and gentlemen. He's had his civil rights violated, and they're trying to demonize him and the whore media. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, I have likened Jesse Ventura to Rosa Parks. I've likened Miss USA, who went to the Dallas airport, and they went in her panties and touched her genitals. She broke down and cried, and then they made fun of her. They had to settle with a woman in Amarillo where they pulled her blouse off and made comments about her breast. They put notes in people's bags saying, hey, I'd like to basically have sex with you. Hey, you know, get your freak on, girl. I've had TSA make fun of me and make little snide comments. I've watched Jesse Ventura in Atlanta where they went up between his legs. Ron Paul says it's done the same thing to him. He's a medical doctor. I've had medical exams. And quite frankly, it's disturbing, even when it's your doctor and you're like a cow they're checking to have them, you know, check for hernias and things and do what they do. And last year we had airline pilots who said, that's it, our union, we're going to boycott, we're not going to fly. They reported that former combat pilots would have to go home and would throw up in their parking lots in some cases after they were groped because people, they say, get tough, take it, get tough. This is about humiliating people. This is about getting in your space. And I've watched Governor Ventura while they laughed and giggled and said, it's the governor, and, you know, basically wanted autographs and stuff in Atlanta. As he said, this country's like East Germany now. This is why I go to Mexico part of the year. And it was all a big joke to them. It's all very funny. TSA 2 weeks ago when I was flying out of Vegas for a meeting with Governor Ventura, the guy said to me, he said, I have administrative rights. You basically don't have rights. And now the TSA is announcing checkpoints in America. And I want Governor Ventura to continue to elaborate on this martial law situation in his own words. But now he's got breaking news today. He's now learned exactly what went down and how the judge sat on it for a certain period so it couldn't even go to the Court of Appeals, even if he wanted to go to the Star Chamber. Now, notice, under this federal law that gives the TSA all this martial law power, you don't get a jury trial now. It goes right to the Court of Appeals. So this is a new system of government. You got the Star Chamber Super Congress now that originates the spending bills. All of this centralization of power is happening, and he's going to cover the waterfront here with us. A, there's been a national media blackout. B, when he does local news, he's going to tell you what happens to him. They misconstrue what he says, take it out of context. It's incredible. So he's got a whole raft of things we'll cover in the next hour, and we will open the phones up specifically for people that have a question for Jesse Ventura as well. Governor, chin up. We appreciate you taking action. We appreciate you boycotting the airlines and taking a stand for everybody. But Rosa Parks was being made to sit at the back of the bus. Imagine if they were saying, well, we're going to grab your breast and stick our hands down your pants and put you in a microwave oven. This is far more than that. This is a civil rights issue of our Fourth Amendment, of the Tenth Amendment, states' rights. I mean, you're a governor. I want you to speak to that. Governor, you've got the floor here. Tell us what's happening.
Well, Alex, thank you. First of all, it seems I'm running into a brick wall with the media. Mainstream media won't discuss the case. They don't think it's relevant at all. In fact, I was due to do CNN yesterday, and I was bumped because, of course, the big trial verdict was coming down in the Michael Jackson case. You know, and so that has more importance. And I said to the person via second person at the CNN, I said, well, I completely understand. After all, mine's simply a constitutional issue. Why would that take preference over, you know, Michael Jackson's verdict on his drug overdose? You know, but that's our pop culture media. Locally, I did a radio show yesterday where the local Guy Williams on WCCO TV or radio in Minnesota equated me to being Kim Kardashian, and that I was doing all this simply for publicity for my television show. This entire court case.
Incredible. You know, I guess my children have never flown and my wife hasn't flown in 9 years just because of the searching, not much less the groping now. I guess we never get to fly anywhere and visit places because we want publicity as well.
I don't know, you know, but that's what I'm going up in. Excuse my voice, Alex. I'm battling a bit of a sore throat. But that's what I'm going up against in the media, and you're really my only outlet right now. I laughingly kidded you about it last week, but it's actually come true that I think I'm going on tomorrow with Judge Napolitano on Fox. He's one of the decent guys out there. You know, and he's going to have me on tomorrow, and I'm sure the judge will want to talk about this, and we'll get his opinion, because he's a legitimate judge, or was before he took his TV show. You know, so we'll get his opinion on what just went down on it. But other than Judge Napolitano and you, I really have no media at all, because they're avoiding this like the plague, because I have to believe they're part of it, too.
Well, it's the same media that told us Iraq had WMDs, Governor.
Exactly. It's the same media that has lied to us constantly, the same media that, you know, takes our news and twists it to political, whatever way it needs to go. It's the same media that won't take pictures of our dead bodies coming home, but they will happily show you multiple pictures of Muammar Gaddafi getting shot in the head. But they won't show any of our troops that come home in body bags or American flags on the caskets, because naturally there's a price that we're paying also for these wars.
There is. Now you dropped a bombshell on me. This is newsworthy. You've had time to flesh this out with your lawyer now. Specifically, talk about the setup. Talk about what the judge did. You were explaining to me earlier how she sat on this, because I was gov. Even if it's a star chamber, go ahead and still take it to the star chamber and say, okay, let's see what the star chamber is going to do. And you said, no.
I can't.
Tell folks.
Well, because apparently there's a statute of limitations that when you file the case, you have 60 days in which to take it to the Court of Appeals. Well, I filed the case last January, and the judge didn't even rule on it till a week or so ago. So my statute of limitations, my attorney explained it best to me. It's a catch-22. And so this is how they're avoiding anyone going and having a jury trial. What they're telling, and I'm speaking to all your listeners, Alex, what they're telling you is this, that you as citizens cannot perform like the elitists that they are, that you are not capable of making a constitutional decision. So therefore, they will not let any constitutional decision go to a jury. I cannot have a jury trial. They're not allowing me. They threw me out of court, and they did it in a non-timely fashion. They waited 10 months so that my 60 days after filing to go to the Court of Appeals would then expire, as I understand it. You know, while I'm waiting for her to do the decision. Now, if your listeners want to voice opinion about Judge Nelson, feel free to do so. It's Judge Nelson in the St. Paul District of the Federal Court. She's the same woman that initially did, the same judge that handled the National Football League, the first one to make a ruling on it. So, you know, if they want to email her, call her, write. I'm actually, Alex, you know, I've gone down four times now with the Picket Wall Street people in Minneapolis. But I'm going to switch. I'm not going down there anymore. In my spare time now, I'm going to go over to the St. Paul Federal Courts building, and I'm going to walk by myself with my own sign. And my sign is going to say, I could get equal treatment in Cuba.
Well, it's true. And
you know, because I feel that way. I feel that if I were in Cuba, I couldn't be treated any worse than what I'm being treated here in not being allowed to go in front of a jury of my peers of citizens, because that's all I am now. I am Jesse Ventura, citizen. And I can't go in front of a jury of my peers and have them decide whether my constitutional Bill of Rights, Fourth Amendment, is being violated, because the government won't let me. Now, that's oppression. That is not freedom. That is not our founding fathers. I couldn't imagine what they would think about this decision.
Well, you're right. And now they're announcing, hey, we've been using OnStar to listen to you without warrants. Hey, those smart meters, they can track what you're watching on television. That's mainstream.
How about the Viper teams now in Tennessee? I just saw it on the internet. The TSA Viper teams. Tennessee just passed at the state of Tennessee, apparently, where these TSA people are going to be out on the highways now.
Yeah, they're codifying it.
And they're using the old bus way or the old truck weigh-in spots, that, you know, those places they always used to weigh the trucks. Yeah, they're using those. Those are going to be the new operational things where the TSA is going to operate. So get ready, people. If you sit back, go, oh, well, it's just us airport people. It's just those people that fly that are going to be stepped on by this TSA Gestapo-type living that they're putting upon us. Well, it's not. Now it's going to the highways. Now don't be surprised if you get pulled over. And they said they're going to have sniffing dogs out there, too.
Oh, they've all over the Texas coast, hundreds of miles from the border. You take any little ferry over, they search your whole car, pull you out. But now, as you said, all over the U.S., in the middle of the country, I've seen it on the news, they pull families out, and now they say they're going to start groping. They've got federal grants where they start taking blood at checkpoints. Now, they now admit, Kathleen Sebelius admits, they're going to merge the Department of Health and Human Services with Homeland Security and do forced inoculations, Gov. That's what this is really all about. Used to...
Well, I'm going to keep it at my level, Alex, simply that the fact is that I have to fight it at this level. The fact that they will not allow me to take my freedom into a courtroom and to have a ruling on my Fourth Amendment of reasonable search and seizure. And that's where I'm sticking with mine. I got to focus on what I can focus on and what directly affects me the most and what I can do about it. So that's all I'm going to focus on. I can't get into the inoculations and all that type of stuff, although it wouldn't surprise me because, as I said, let me clear up a few things. You know, the press has been misquoting me, saying how I'm going to give up my U.S. citizenship. I never once stated that. I simply stated I was going to apply for Mexican citizenship, my wife and I, over the fact that we live half the year down there anyway. I might as well have dual citizenship. And yet the media has twisted it, meaning, but I did absolutely say that I will never stand for the national anthem again, and that if I do, I will take the pose of Tommy Smith and John Carlos, the two Olympians in 68, if you were old enough, who shocked the world when they won gold and bronze and stood up with a closed fist and with a black glove in the air and bowed their heads in shame that they were winning a gold medal for a country that wouldn't even give them their civil rights. And that's kind of how I feel right now. I live in a country that won't even give me my rights, my constitutional rights, while I bow my head in shame and raise a black fist into the air.
Well, it will certainly get their attention. And I think this is breaking news here that... Because I searched and searched and finally found one person who'd put your whole speech on the internet. The Associated Press and others edited it. And then when I talked to you, you weren't saying I'm giving up my U.S. citizenship. You were saying that, well, I'll just try to get dual citizenship, and you know, at least so I have some place to go to sometimes and spend more time in Mexico, or I can totally fight it and you know, run for president. And
right.
And so I think that's a major issue, and because they've tried to demonize you now and claim that you hate America. No, these are the people destroying what America stands for, the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So they turn it around and now try to say you're the anti-American, and I have all these headlines. Here's one of them.
I am anti-America when my country won't let me go to court, yes.
Well, let's be specific.
I think if the First Amendment is still out there, if that even exists, don't I have the right to be able to say it?
Yeah, you do. But just to be specific, this is a foreign banking cartel that is absorbing the republic. I mean, you love your country. You dislike your government, correct?
Exactly. It's like my T-shirt on the internet. I love my country, not my government.
So that's what you're saying. But, I mean, specifically because this will get quoted. Great folks like, you know, Drudge and people out there have actually carried what you really said. But I mean, just to correct anything else that the mainstream media got wrong.
Well, it's simply the fact that, you know, I never said that I'm giving up my U.S. citizenship. That's a lie right there. And I don't know. You know how they're going to spin everything. They don't even focus on what the case is about. They focus because I may say some provocative things, and that's what they focus in on, is my provocative mouth, for lack of better terms. But you notice none of them are actually getting into the meat and potatoes of why was he denied. And you know, one of the reporters had to laugh. He looked at me and he goes, well, he said, if you're not going to fly, how are you going to get to Mexico now? And I looked at him and said, I haven't flown to Mexico yet. I said, I drive it every year. I said, 3,000 miles one way. I said, it'll have no effect on me going to Mexico. And he was kind of stunned, you know, that you drive it. You know, well, I drive everywhere now. And I'm trying to wake people up to the fact that, you know, it's out on our highways now. You know, Border Patrol is no longer at the border. Border Patrol is now 200, 300 miles in from the border on our interstate highways. And I'm trying to tell these reporters, don't you realize in a matter of years you're going to have to show an ID to go to Iowa if you live in Minnesota?
Well, it's worse than that. 2 years ago in Tennessee, they started this in five other states, and the governor said, don't, I mean, it was in the news, he said, don't do this. They have the army out there under TSA command in, quote, a drill, pulling over whole shutting down whole highways for hours, and they told the governor, basically, go to hell.
And I can believe that. You know, we've allowed our federal government to become far, far too powerful than what our forefathers had in mind for it.
Let me raise this, Governor. What do you, because it's all over the news now, they're now announcing FEMA is ordering in the Ozarks and all over the country, people who've had houses for upwards of 80 years, to the government's going to, ordering them to demolish their house at their expense, and they're just ordering people's lake houses moved. I mean this government is just, it's beyond North Korea. It's like cancer.
And the sad part is that our citizens out there, many of them, think it's just fine because they're being protected. I said to a guy yesterday on the radio, this character in Minneapolis that called me Kim Kardashian, I said to him, don't you listen to Ben Franklin? When Ben Franklin said, those who will give up their liberty for security deserve and shall have neither. You know what his response to me was? That was 300 years ago. What Ben Franklin said then doesn't apply to today.
It was 230 years ago.
Whatever.
Sure, he's an idiot. But I mean, that's...
And this guy's on the airwaves. This guy is broadcasting what seems to me what mainstream America believes today.
No,
by
sir.
By the way, I do need to get a message out, a coded message, and I'll take time to do it right now, Alex, on your show. Okay?
Go ahead.
KG in Boston, please call me. KG in Boston, who I know listens to Alex's show, I need to talk to you. Call me at home, KG.
Is that a famous sports person?
No. It's just a person. Anyway, we'll move on. If he's listening, he'll know.
Well,
and yet he told me he listens all the time. But anyway, Alex, I'm so frustrated right now at how come people in America don't even care that my case was thrown out.
Governor, that is not what's happening here.
Well, I hope not, but, nobody's... here's the other thing, too, Alex, that I question. Where was the ACLU on my case? I spoke to my attorney yesterday, and I said, David, did any of these organizations come forward to offer any type of help in this case I brought forward? He said, nobody.
No, it's called an amicus brief. But let me stop you, Gov. You've got a great lawyer. You've won cases before, but let's just go back here. I want to be specific. The polls show over 90% are against the TSA. Most talk show hosts are against it. Most listeners are against it. They know it's a fraud. I've talked to local TV reporters who are told to go out to the Austin airport. They'll interview 40, 50 people before they get one person who likes to be groped, and then they're told to put that on the news. So this is the system desperately trying to sell something that's totally unconstitutional, and you brought a lot of light to this. It's because what you're doing is so honest and true that the system either is going to demonize you, not talk about the case, or ignore you, just like Ron Paul. They've done scientific studies, and he's still number two or number three in all the major polls, that he gets the least amount of coverage, and what he does get is negative. It's a badge of honor. If you had the devilish system, you know, this whole corrupt Nazi system liking you, that would be a problem, Governor.
I understand that, but I guess you have more faith in the people, I guess, than I do today, because I'm not seeing or hearing anything. I'm not seeing or hearing any outrage. I mean, other than you, Alex, and a handful of people of my inner sanctum, I haven't even had nobody tell me, hey, thanks for doing what you're doing. Not that I need it, but I just would like to feel that this country isn't, for lack of a better term, drinking the Kool-Aid or the fluoride in the water, and they just don't give a damn.
Well, that's why, that's it, sir. You've done investigations on that. We have a drugged, brain-damaged public. These are victims. We've got to continue to wake them up. Stay there. We'll be right back with Jesse Ventura. Stay with us.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Governor Jesse Ventura is our guest, and we're going to go to him in a moment, but I can tell you unequivocally, just like those airline pilots said, we're not doing this. You trust us with a giant plane, but you're going to have some pot-bellied person grab our genitals and microwave us? Not happening. We've got to say no like they did. And here's another issue. This is the federalization of transportation. They're now estimating it was $20 billion, now $40 billion a year. $40 billion a year. $40 billion a year that the hotels are losing, that the restaurants are losing, that the theme parks are losing. Remember last year when this all kind of peaked because Drudge, who is number one news website in the world, was posting our articles every day, and my own employee, them trying to grope her small daughter and all that, that kind of kicked it all off, and then them lying and saying they weren't, and video coming out of it. They came out at that point and basically tried to deny they were doing all this. And then the restaurant association, the hotel association, the travel association came out and said, stop it. Don't do it. We don't want this. So Governor Ventura is just a prominent person who had the courage to speak out and say no and not fly. The reason they're engaged in a blackout of him right now is because they're scared of it. They know we're reaching critical mass. They know this is a bipartisan, transpartisan issue that brings black, white, Hispanic, liberal, conservative, libertarian, atheist, Christian, Muslim, Jew, agnostic, Buddhist together. This is a unifying issue. Everybody knows it's a joke. And the borders are basically wide open, but then they're using this, like Ron Paul said, the walls are to keep us in. We're going back to Jesse Ventura. But I just want to point out, if you go to Infowars.com, we've got all three of his latest books, American Conspiracies, incredibly powerful, super discounted right now. 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, New York Times bestseller with Dick Russell and Jesse Ventura, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. All three of these books discounted at Infowars.com. Get them out to people. And Jesse, I've got to say to you, and I want you to have the floor here, And then really break down where you stand. But I have seen you fly. I have seen you happy when we got to the airport, literally beside yourself, angry in a controlled fashion after they groped you. Ron Paul has come on and said it's disgusting and it enrages him. He has to fly like twice a week. He hates it. All these other Congress people, I've had state reps on where they intimidate him and grope their children and scream at him. Everybody's getting sick of this. So that's why they're scared. But why not run for president to really say, I want the Bill of Rights. I want my country back. I want my country back, you know, and there's no way they can ignore you if you do that. This is the best way to fight these bastards. It's like Rosa Parks running for president, Governor Ventura.
Well, thanks, Alex, but the difficulty would be this. I don't have any money. I won't accept PAC money. I don't accept corporate money. I never did. Let me repeat to people. When I ran for governor of Minnesota, I only raised $300,000. I actually made more money doing the job than I did to get the job. I made $120,000 a year for 4 years. That's what the governor is paid. And so I made $480,000, and I only spent $300,000 to get it. The problem is, Alex, I don't have ballot access. I can say all I want. I'll run for president. But I won't have ballot access in any states, so therefore they'd have to write me in, and there's no way you stand any chance.
Okay, I got that, but look at Ron Paul. His average donation's about $40, and he's the number three raiser. I think you could do it regardless. You're saying, you've told me privately, I won't run unless I think I can win. You win by fighting these creatures and forcing your way into the media, and I agree. I think it's time for the libertarians. Aaron Russo was great. Michael Bagnarek, great. Come on, folks. They're great guys. But Jesse Ventura, you are head and shoulders more as a personality. The libertarians need to call for you. I know they're waiting for Ron Paul off record. I mean, you know, that's well known in the media. Paul said he might run third party if he doesn't get the nomination. But I'm telling you, Gov, I mean, you put your hat in the ring. You're waiting on it.
What can I do? What am I supposed to do? Call the libertarians and say, here I am?
Well, that's what happens. They've got people already lobbying. They've got that caucus. I mean, I think it's here.
I think that it would require the libertarians to come to me and say, look, we have ballot access in 48, 50 states. We would like you to be our nomination for president.
Oh, it's sensational.
Because I just don't think it's right for me to. I think they're the organization. They're the ones that have the ballot access.
Well, I know this. You're very libertarian on every front. In fact,
I passed their test with flying colors.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt compared to Bob Barr. I mean, you're a much bigger and more powerful and constitutional figure. You didn't vote for the Patriot Act like he did. And he said he voted for it to get a sunset in it. But, I mean, I'm not saying Barr's even a bad guy. The point is, you are light years ahead of him.
Remember something, too, though, Alex. Let me explain this. When you hold those public offices, when you leave 10 years later, you realize that there are quite a few things you voted for that you probably, in hindsight, would not have done. That can happen to you. You know, and it can happen. And I'm not making excuses for Bob Barr on the Patriot Act, but it can happen. And it's okay to change your mind. If you voted for something 10 years ago, and then you realize through educating yourself and seeing the results of it that you were wrong, then simply come out and admit it.
All right, well, I'm going to say this right.
I made a mistake when I voted for that 10 years ago.
I agree. I think he's done that now. But what I'm saying here is it shows a judgment issue, but I understand what you're saying. I'm saying this right now. If the Libertarian Party does not approach you now and does not seriously entertain asking you to go to their caucus and try to win it, because that's how it works. It's libertarian. You undoubtedly win it hands down. because you've got the background, everything. You dwarf Bob Barr. You would bring absolute lightning power to this whole thing. And the fundraising they would get, the amount of attention, a lot of people have said at the hierarchy they're infiltrated. And I'm saying right now, if they don't approach you, they are 100% infiltrated. Unless they come out and say, we're waiting for Ron Paul, then they throw the gauntlet down in front of him. If he doesn't pick it up, and then have you as VP, because that's a royal flush right there. That's power packed. But I mean, definitely you need to get in the mix now. And people who are libertarians need to call them up and say, listen, we need Jesse Ventura in there. Don't try another Bob Barr on us or something. I mean, I'm sorry, not trying to make Bob Barr angry at us. He comes on the show, but I'm sorry, Bob, you're no Jesse Ventura.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say one or the other that way, you know, on Mr. Barr, but, you know, that's the status of it. And then again, you know, before I would do anything like that, I would have to consult my wife and my family because I don't know if they're up for it. You know, and I'll be honest with you, Alex, before any elected job, I put my wife in front of it. That's one of the reasons I did not seek re-election for a second term as governor. You know, I could have won. There's no doubt in my mind I could have been re-elected probably as many times as I would have desired. The Republican Speaker of the House, even off the record, told me that when I was in office. He said, there's nobody in Minnesota that'll beat you. He said, you can be governor as long as you want, but I'm not that way. You know, I'm a throwback. I believe that when you go and serve, you go and serve, and then when you're done serving, go back to what you used to do. That you should not make a career out of it. That's one of the downfalls of our country, is that all of these elected people, they're all career politicians. And when one becomes a career politician, then you're making decisions to benefit your career, which may not be the right decisions to benefit the country. And that's the situation we're in. And, of course, with the Democrats and Republicans, they don't give a damn about the country. All they care about is their party, their power, and whoever they serve, which is, of course, their corporate donors and big money.
Let me go over a few of those numbers, Governor. This is an article, 12 facts about money in Congress that are so outrageous, it's hard to believe they are true. Up at InfoWars.com, we have links in this article to all of the mainline statistics. The collective net worth of the members of Congress increased by 25% between 08 and 010 as the rest of the collective wealth went down. Number two, the collective net worth of all members of Congress is now slightly over $2 billion. That is a billion with a B. Number three.
Hey, wait a minute. If they're paid government employees, how could their wealth go up if they're on a fixed salary?
Well, that's why they'll spend 50 times what it pays to get the job.
Gee, are they getting money on the side somehow?
Yeah, let's continue. Number three, this happened during a time when the net worth of most American households was declining rapidly. According to the Federal Reserve, the collective net worth of all Americans decreased by 23% during the same period. So there's one up more than...
Let me add this to it, too. All you hear about from Republicans in Congress is government Obamacare, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, then... Here's what I propose. I propose that every citizen in the United States should have the identical health care as the Congress gets.
Oh, that's right. They're exempt from all their own laws and get their own health care.
Yeah. And what is it? It's government-run health care. So when you hear Michelle Bachmann screaming about Obamacare, remember, she has government-run health care that serves her family just fine.
That's right. Ron Paul has refused it, by the way.
Ron's an honorable man.
Exactly. No, I was just...
But the point is, there's your fine example that the Congress gets benefits you don't get. They get health care. You think they're worried at all that half of this country can't even go to the doctor because they have no health care? What do they care for? They have theirs, and theirs is government-run. So when you hear all these Republicans sit and condone or berate government-run health care when they have it, that's the height of hypocrisy.
You're right. Here's a couple more. I won't read them all. Number four, the average net worth of a member of Congress is now approximately $3.8 million. Number five, the net worth of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi increased 62% from 09 to 010. Boy, talk about cashing in. The top Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, saw his net worth grow by 29% from 09 to 010. He is now approximately worth $9.8 million. Number seven, more than 50% of the members of U.S. Congress are millionaires. It just goes on. But enough of that, Governor.
You know, that doesn't necessarily make them bad.
No.
You know, I mean, that's what America's about. Let me be clear on that, you know. But the point is, if it's a level playing field.
Yes.
And if they're acquiring their money in an honest manner, and they're not selling their souls to rock and roll, which is what these people... You know, the first thing that I would do if I became president of the United States, you know what I would do, attempt to do?
Tell me.
I would take away retirement. Because when you do public service, you should not get a retirement for it. That's what you ought to look into too, Alex. Look into the retirement of these congressmen. And the huge parachutes they get.
There are some
time in office.
There are some small town people in small town government getting $800,000 a year in California. Gov, dear, there's so much to cover, and we're running out of time. I want to go back to during the break. You were really
think that would be a good idea as president? Take away all retirement. You're supposed to be doing public service. When you do public service, there shouldn't be a retirement plan.
Well, I know it's certainly turned the government into a mafia, but Gov, going back to during the break, you were really on fire talking about what the TSA is, where this country's going, the media lying about what you said. Throw down the gauntlet. I mean, you've got the floor.
You know, again, the TSA, to me, you know, the workers out there, I mean, these are $10 an hour workers. These are people that are not highly trained. They're not highly trained at all to do what they do. And it's a complete abuse. People that work at the airports, they don't have to go through this screening. It's only the passengers that do. And I would love to see people boycott the airlines. I would encourage people, if you get the chance, don't fly. Don't participate in this martial law that's going on at our airports. Because if you want to know what martial law is, go to an airport. Go to an airport. All you're going to see are guards, armed guards walking everywhere, and you being frisked and patted down and treated like a prison asylum. And that's what our airports... I live in Mexico half the year, and I have a lot of friends down there that come from Europe. They avoid the United States like the plague. They avoid it because it's like going into East Berlin. They tell me that. Is that what our country should stand for? We, the bastion of freedom, and we're supposed to stand for this lockdown, you know, all over the pretense that they're keeping us safe? Keeping us safe from who? I would say we need to be kept safe from them.
Well said. That's what I told the TSA guy. I'm like, how do I know you're not a terrorist? You guys get caught stealing and doing all this stuff constantly.
You know, I'm not going to get into individual things the TSA does. The TSA is there because our elected officials and government, George Bush and the Patriot Act, put them there.
You're right.
And the TSA and Homeland Security. Homeland Security is a federal agency that has the power of the Gestapo. I mean, when I went out to do Plum Island, none of the fishermen would take me on a legal ride in their boat because they were afraid Homeland Security would pull their license and they would lose their livelihood. That's what our government's supposed to be, oppressive like that. Our government is supposed to rule us with fear. I don't think that's what the United States of America should stand for at all. And that's what our government, in my opinion, has turned into today.
Well, you're right. I mean, the whole world looks at us in horror and thinks of us as a police state.
Alex, why do we need bases all throughout the world? What have we done to the rest of the world where we have the need to protect ourselves to such extreme? Obviously, we're not a very good neighbor. Because if you got to barricade your house and put up armament and electric fencing and guard dogs and everything else in the world, obviously you don't trust your neighbors at all, or you don't have a good relationship with the people around you. And that's what it seems like the United States of America has turned into today. We were looked at one time as the bastion of freedom. I don't know how anybody could look when we want to put walls up at our borders. We got stopped. It's like driving around Nazi Germany now. They got stops all over the country when you drive places. And the people of this country, many of them sit back and say, oh, that's wonderful.
Well,
be safe.
Well, you're right on that. The vast majority are upset about it, but they don't have any respect for themselves to file a lawsuit or boycott or speak up like you've done. And they need to understand. Remember Obama at his last State of the Union said, we'll put up trains nationwide, and don't worry, you won't get groped like the airport. And people laughed, and they were already doing it at train stations. He knew he was lying. I mean, this is insane. And what's crazy is I go fishing a few times a year in Port Aransas and other areas. I've been doing it my whole life. And now when Coast Guard or Homeland Security now out there drives within 500 yards, people stop the boats and bow their heads, basically groveling. And I said, why are you doing that? And they said, if you look at them and if you don't stop your boat, they jump on board and scream and yell at you. And I said, really? And they said, oh, yeah, this isn't America anymore. And we're talking hundreds of miles from the border. And they literally, this morning I was driving into work and I saw a bunch of police out doing some highway work. And they were like bugging their eyes out, strutting around looking crazy. And
The bottom line is, Alex, is that we don't need Homeland Security. Homeland Security was put in place, in my opinion, we need to cut down the power of the federal government and give power back to the states.
And face the danger, as you've said. I mean, I'm much more afraid, and history shows, a big corrupt government than some guy with a turban on his head. Meanwhile, they just gave Libya to Al-Qaeda.
Well, you know, let's remember what they did to Iraq. Iraq now belongs, Iraq was what, Sunni, and now it's the other way. When we took Saddam out, we put Iraq right in line to be with Iran.
Yep.
Now, why would we do that? That makes no sense to me. I guess they know more than I do about what they're trying to accomplish.
No, it's a radicalization program that they're creating the next enemy to blow up 10 years from now.
Well, you know, again, I stand with Ron Paul. Bring the troops home, end the wars. Let's take care of our own infrastructure. Let's build highways. Let's put our money into our country instead of putting money into the rest of the world.
Unbelievable. I want to take a few calls, Governor, but
okay, real quick, and then I got another call I actually got to do in a few minutes.
No, I understand. Oh, you got to go right at the end here. You want me to put you in touch with Coast to Coast AM?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, because I want you to get this information out to the widest audience. I'll call George Norrie at the end of the show and get it hooked right up.
Okay.
Because I'm sure they want to get you on. Let's go, because he was bringing you up last night when I was on. Let's go to Danny in Georgia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Governor Ventura.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Barry.
It's an honor to talk to you both. I'm a big fan of the show, as well as your work that you've done for all of us as Americans. But I wanted to say, you know, I mean, you're completely right. It's been a great interview. And you're completely right. You know, people need to get behind your work, Ventura, and, you know, really support you. And, you know, they need to start speaking up, because I haven't flown ever since I was 10 years old. That was about 11 years ago. And, you know, I refuse to do it now because of all the groping and everything. So I just wanted your take on that about, you know, what do you think about, you know, people getting behind you and starting some kind of movement to get the hotels, the media, everybody to start boycotting and all that kind of stuff.
I would love to pick out one day, just one day, and have no one in this country fly that day.
I think we picked that.
The airports down in protest for one day.
Yeah, you had said next 4th of July, but that's a ways off. I mean, I would say we did it last year. We had you know, no fly on Thanksgiving, the day before, the day of, and the day after. Or if you have to, opt out. And they basically turned the scanners off for 2 weeks because they didn't want to give people a chance to revolt.
Well, you know, to me, as long as people continue to put up with it, and like I said, there's a huge amount of people out there. Like the one guy said to me, well, I'm all for it because no one's hijacked any planes and attacked us since 9/11.
Well said. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Barbara in Ohio. You're on the air with Jesse Ventura.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
Brother Alex.
First of all, we need to pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for my brother.
Barbara, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we're almost out of time here.
Not only that, Barbara, unfortunately, I'm an atheist. It doesn't do me any good.
Well, Jesse, on your show, you're investigating spiritual stuff. You really don't know what's going on out there.
No, I certainly don't, you know, but I belong to no religion, and I belong to the same religion George Carlin did.
But listen, Barbara, I appreciate your prayer, though.
Pray all you want, Barbara. Don't get me wrong. I don't stand in anyone's way. If you desire to pray, you pray to your heart's content.
But Barbara, specifically, do you have a quick question or comment?
Yes. We do have a way out of this evil. It's all in the Word of God. If God be for you, who can be against you? Noah was sheltered. Lot was taken to the mountains. Where did Jesus go when he was persecuted?
Well, then I guess we got to vote for Rick Perry, because Rick Perry said that God came to him and told him he had to be president.
Barbara, I appreciate your call.
Which, to me, disqualifies him, Alex.
Well, that's when he's not visiting the...
No, it disqualifies him, because I challenge Rick Perry to prove to me he talked to God.
Well, he must have talked to God when he was at the transvestite bar.
What I'm saying is prove it. He can't prove it, he can only say it.
Let's go to Brad in Canada with Jesse Ventura. Last caller, then I'm going to say bye to him here. I know you got that next call, Gub, but I need to talk to you right at the end here. Go ahead, Brad in Canada, then I'll get to others. Go ahead.
Well, Governor, I thank you and I salute you, my friend. I must confess, I wasn't surprised with the ruling. What I'm most surprised with is the fact there's no reaction from anybody. I have mentioned this to everybody up here, and maybe I have a different perspective because I'm on the outside looking in to the U.S., but no one knew about it, no one knows about it, and no one seems to care.
Exactly.
I'm going to stop you. I've had people all over come up to me and say, thank Jesse Ventura. I mean, I've had every guest I have on, rock stars, you name it, say thank him. I had people this weekend come up and say, thank the governor. I had a friend I haven't seen in years show up down at our...
Alex, these are all the people that listen to you. And as big as your show is, there's still a lot of people out there that don't.
No, I totally agree with you. My point is we got a lot of people starting to wake up, and we don't have a choice. We got to beat this enemy.
Well, I agree.
All right, caller, I appreciate your call, but in the minute...
I appreciate it, too, but he's exactly correct.
In the minute...
Mainstream media didn't touch it. Half the country doesn't even know that I brought the lawsuit.
Well, let's have all the listeners call talk radio, call national media, tell them, cover this. This is a big deal. Do we have a right to a jury trial?
Either that or have them all call Judge Nelson and ask why I can't have a jury trial, why she has no courage.
Because she's a political minion, a political sellout. Governor, we've only got about 45 seconds left. Look, you've thrown down the gauntlet. You're telling the media, get the story straight, correct, about you giving up your U.S. citizenship.
Oh, absolutely. I did not ever once say I was giving up my citizenship. I merely said I was going to apply for Mexican citizenship and have dual citizenship. There is nothing wrong with that, considering that I do spend a great deal of time in Mexico. And what's the matter with being a dual citizen? Nothing.
Incredible, Governor. I'm going to say bye to you during the break. Look for the governor on Coast to Coast AM if they have him on.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, folks, I am working with Governor Jesse Ventura. He's got a good heart. He's a good man. He's woken up in the last 6 years, the New World Order. And in his show this season, he's starting to investigate kind of the occult and things, and I think he'll come around on the fact that he just doesn't like organized religion telling him what to do and all the hypocrisy. But he's a good guy, and I appreciate Barbara trying to pray for him, but I knew he wasn't going to want that because he's tired of all these Christians launching wars and all this. But that's the system doing that in Christians' names. And I think I've seen Ventura really grow by light years. And he's grown in ways I haven't grown. I'm not up here on some high horse saying, you know, but I mean, look how far he's come. I mean, he's really standing up. And We appreciate that. You know, I've got Bill in Connecticut, Justin in, I don't know where Justin's calling from, but he didn't tell us, so that's fine. And we've got 1310 AM New York listener, Daniel, we'll get to him, Chris in Florida and others. We'll get to everybody here. Coming up with Max Kaiser. But that's big news. I mean, he's a big political figure. He's got a lot of political weight and name recognition. He's very libertarian and conservative when it comes to fiscal issues. I don't agree with some of the issues, but the point is he'll take on the New World Order. He'll take on their police state. And he can really be informed. But if I had more time to really work on Ventura, he'll always look at information. If I had more time, that's somebody I could really fully, I think, get around to our way of thinking. I don't want to get into it all on air, but Ventura does not associate with a lot of people. Personally, he doesn't give hardly anybody his home phone number. He doesn't really, he's kind of a loner. And he likes me for whatever reason, and we actually have discussions and talks and are friends and debates about things. And he's a good guy. I can tell you he's got a good heart. And I don't want to compare him to Saul of Tarsus and the Saul moment because he's not hunting down good people. He is a good person. But I think he's going to have the Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus moment. In fact, I know he is in my heart. And so, you know, I pray for Jesse Ventura. I pray for Ron Paul. I pray for other people who I know have good hearts, who I've met and I've talked to and I've watched for a long time. Obviously, Ron Paul is somebody who I'm about 100% lined up with, about 99%. I know Ron Paul's really smart and knows the truth about 9/11. I mean, I know he knows about Mossadegh. He knows about stage stuff. But he said before, and he's been asked, why don't you get into this? He goes, I haven't had time to fully get into it. I'm covering a lot of other issues. And I understand why he's doing that. It's a strategic decision to not get into that tar baby. But you can't get better than Ron Paul. I would support Ron Paul over Jesse Ventura for president. But you notice Ventura defers and says, I'll be his VP. I'm ready. I mean, that's what you want. Just because he would add so much pizzazz and electricity to everything and would bring all the libertarians and a lot of liberals and people over. Ron Paul, though, doesn't compromise much. And I don't know if he would probably sit down with Ventura if he did choose him as VP and go over a lot of issues. You know, you're going to support me on this, this, and that, right? It's a complex issue, but I know Ventura, and I know he's good. There's a lot of goodness in him. And I don't want to get off in a long discussion about it. It's just, that's big news, because I finally found the full, and I should have even had one of my writers do a story on it. I finally found the full press conference. He didn't say that. He said, well, I guess I'll spend more time in Mexico, or I could just try to get citizenship down there, you know, and be a dual citizen. But, you know, things are pretty wild down there, but at least I get, and as bad as Mexico is, I don't have to go through all these checkpoints. And, or I can run for president. And he wants to fight, but he's sitting there as a realist saying, okay, support me. And because he doesn't have a political organization under him, it's, I mean, you're looking at something powerful that could happen here. The libertarians need to at least start talking to him right now. People should call the Libertarian Party. I mean, if they don't at least talk to him, something's going on. Something's going on. We'll be right back with Max Kaiser, your phone calls, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It, of course, is the 8th day of November 2011. Jesse Ventura has now revealed specifically, he said this off air, I never even got to it on air, that they said national security on why it couldn't go to a regular jury. You can't be trusted with that. And the rules of the TSA that are secret, And why they're violating our rights is national security. That's another word for martial law. He said on air he's ready for the libertarians to approach him, who have ballot access. I mean, he would give so much attention to libertarians that something's going on if they don't approach him immediately to seek the nomination. Because then he'll have to run against some other folks, but he's ready to do it. Big news from Ventura. His lawyer confirmed that the judge sat on the ruling from January into November, so 10 plus months, knowing that they only had 50 something days, a certain period, just less than 2 months, for it to be filed up to the appeals. So they put it into a penalty box and sat on it. I mean, it's just incredible. So he couldn't get a jury trial. He talked about the TSA now setting up checkpoints at the truck weighing stations, and now this is martial law. That is a major news-making interview, and I'm telling you, the prospect of Jesse Ventura running for president, he would educate people, he would inject real issues, and he would go after the TSA and the police state and the Patriot Act. That's what we need. Bob Mueller, who was their last person, really turned off a lot of libertarians. I know a lot of folks that left the Libertarian Party over that when they had Bob Barr who voted for the Patriot Act. Now, he said he did it to get the sunset in. Fine. I'm not even saying Bob Barr is a bad guy. We have him on as a guest. But compared to Ron Paul, he is, you know, he's no Ron Paul. And he's no Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura is no Ron Paul, but Ron Paul's no Jesse Ventura. You know, they're both interesting in their own ways and men who believe they're doing the right thing. Ron Paul is more of a master of understanding. Ventura is coming into that now, and I'm telling you, he's a powerful asset in the fight against the globalist. Big things can happen here. Big things. He can really capture the public's attention. That's why they're giving it no attention. There's been a media blackout. Now, guess what happened? I talked to Ventura. Suddenly, he had the AP and newspapers calling him. You know, calling his other line, calling his manager. Calling the press number. As soon as he went on this show, the blackout broke. And by the way, I told him, you ought to go on Coast to Coast AM. And he said, I'm ready. So I need to call Nori up because I'm surmising that Nori will probably want him on. I don't know. I hate to even, you know, call up somebody like that and say, hey, do you want him on? But obviously, I think they will because he was bringing up Ventura last night when I was with him for 3 hours. Paul Watson is sitting here on hold because the show was just live and streamed out audio and video. We don't have an archive of it yet. We're going to race to get that to Paul so we don't get scooped by the media, by the AP and others that are calling Ventura. Notice none of them would talk to him. He was booked on CNN, you name it. It all got canceled. Okay? Because this is a hot issue. People are mad about this. Man, I want to fly to the Bahamas with my kids. They've never flown. My son's 9 and wants to. I can't march him into Austin Bergstrom to be grabbed and then to be taken away from me and have a shirt taken off and men start grabbing his genitals. I mean, and I'm upset about this. And they have the nerve to say, oh, love it or leave it, Ventura. You just want attention. He doesn't want attention. He has to be begged off record to do that TV show. He wants to retire. That's all he wants to do. He's 60 years old and lived a rough life, folks. He wants to, he doesn't want to. In fact, he's told me privately, I don't want to run for president. No. Now he's like, I want to. I don't want to give in to them. I don't want to be defeated by them. I don't want to be dominated by them. But the big breaking news is, he said the media are lying, and I've gone and seen the full, you know, interview online in pieces because nobody would put it up in one. He never said, I'm going to give up my U.S. citizenship. They spun it like that. AP and others did. He said, well, I guess I'll go for dual citizenship so I can stay down there more of the year. Or I could do the other thing and run for president to fight these people. Maybe that's what I'll do. But they spun it like, oh, he doesn't like America. And then Ventura's like, well, my government, I don't have patriotism for it anymore. He's a Navy guy. He means the system. But America's still here, even if the globalists have taken over. And I brought that up to him, and he got it. He said, yes, I love my country. I hate my corrupt government. That's another quote from Ventura. I know you're listening, Paul. We're going to Max Kaiser. So Paul will try to get you that MP3 as quickly as possible. But obviously the media is listening, and it's not that big of a deal. But the point is, I don't want to. AP is so sniveling, and others are. They'll always take my interviews and not even give us credit because they're so scared of us. So that's fine, but I want to get another three-pointer in the basket here on them. So just hit them and hit them hard. I've just given you the data transmission. You can go with that now. That was all said. You know, say, you know, rush report, audio, video coming. But, you know, that's what happened here on the air. Watson, are you ready? Okay, good job, Watson. I'll call you back. We're working on stopping the recording in there and starting a new one and then crunching an MP3 as fast as we can off the audio. Guys, make sure when they come in there, I'm not saying crunch the video and put it up now. Just crunch the audio, strip it, and do it. Okay, good job. All right, I'll talk to you soon, Watson. Thank you. Okay, and again, here I am with about an hour and a half of sleep. I'm totally animated. It's the animating contest of liberty. I hardly even sleep now. All I have the aid of is coffee. I feel like I could run up the side of a mountain right now. We are going to fight these people. And I got to sit there and boost Ventura's morale, but that's good. That's what he needs. I'm here to boost your morale. I'm here to boost everybody's morale. That's what I'm here for. I know we can win. We don't have a choice. Let's go ahead and we'll get to all your calls. Who's been holding the longest here after we get to Kaiser? Chris, Justin, Mark, Daniel, Bill, we'll get to everybody. Max Kaiser invented the Hollywood Stock Exchange system, which is one of the models of virtual trading systems today. He has really chronicled beforehand much of what's unfolded with precision, including the fact that as soon as the Greek debt deal was done, Italy would be the next to implode. That's now happening, all by design. Global bank, world government openly announced. Ventura and I are criticized for even talking about it because people can hold two thoughts. World government, openly being announced, but we're bad saying it exists and are in FBI manuals as terrorists. I mean, so insane people believe it exists, but it does exist and it's good. By the way, the street lamps are listening to you. They have a deputy Homeland Security head actually saying, you'll never know which one has the microphone and giggling on the news. I mean, we have reached just absolute globalist frothing level. By these people just entering into just them doing victory dances on us, spitting in our face, groping our women and children, just laughing and snickering. I've got the article right here. DHS official says you will never know if streetlights were spying on you. I mean, you never know if Big Sis is watching. This is just entered total insanity. Nero, suicide banker, destroying the whole system, as Max Kaiser says. He joins us to break down everything that's happening. But before we get into what's happening in Europe and how this affects us, you're over in France. We appreciate you, Max Kaiser, maxkaiser.com. What is your view on the whole TSA situation, killing $40 billion a year in travel, the restaurant, the travel associations, the hotel associations for a year, begging the scum government to stop this since last November. And their answer is, we're setting it up on the highway and we're going to grope your wife's breast there. If you don't like it, a SWAT team will slaughter you and your family. I mean, it's just like beyond insanity.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, this TSA thing has gone global. You know, I've been doing a lot of traveling around Europe, and the same kind of groping you find, you've been talking about in the States. You see it all over the world now, wherever you go.
So the U.S. is now the exporter of every form of vile evil.
Yeah, well, I've been having some fun with it lately in Europe because I went online and I ordered from a site called crabrevenge.com. This is, they send you crab pubic lice in the mail. And I've been putting it down the pants to these people who are groping me at the airport, giving them essentially crabs. So as they grope me, I've been putting this basically wet sand. I just kind of let that loose in their direction, and I give them lice. So when they get home that night, they have pubic lice. So now I look forward to getting groped, and I've been spread. You can go to crabrevenge.com. They send you for $20 some pubic lice in the mail. And you just use it at the airport and sprinkle it on the groper.
Is this a joke?
This is what I've been doing. This is how I roll. You know, when somebody's going to grope me, I'm going to give you lice. I mean, if we're going to have sex, you're going
to
get crabs.
I was about to say, why is Herman Cain, if it's true, groping women? He should be given a national security job. Herman Cain ought to work at the airport.
Exactly. So
maybe he was checking her for a bomb. How did he know she didn't have a weapon in there?
Give the TSA agent of your local.
He may have to do a proctology exam. Maybe she's got a hand grenade in the upper, you know.
Yeah, so that's the way I've been responding to all this. And, you know, it's cheap. It's a good little thank you note to the agents that are into this. And it's pretty effective.
Okay. But I mean, what do? Then delouse yourself when you get home?
Oh, no, you know, it comes in a little plastic container. So, and it's eggs. They haven't hatched yet. So they're called nits, and they will hatch into pubic lice. And it's a very little thing. They hardly notice it. So they're just sloppy, and they're not focusing on themselves. They're focusing on me.
They're busy getting off on groping, and you just kind of open your hand and project them onto them?
Yeah, just kind of let that slip, you know, in any kind of open pocket or something. And those pubic lice will make, they'll find their way to the pubic area and they'll have a case of crabs the next morning.
Man, you're out of your mind, man. Oh,
it's,
God.
It's cheap. It's only $20. You go to crabrevenge.com.
Okay, stop it. Kaiser, you're out of control. Something tells me you're really doing this. Well, you know what? They make everybody take their shoes off. I never get athlete's foot since I played football. Even at gyms I've worked out at, I don't usually take a shower there, so I never get athlete's foot. I go home and take a shower. Back when I used to work out all the time. Point is, I work out at home now. Not much, as you can tell, but the point is that now every time I fly, I get athlete's foot. I've got to put Desinex on my feet when I get home, or I get athlete's foot. I got it flying through Vegas. Thousands of people. It's filthy. And the little creature, I forgot, I didn't even have him change his gloves when he was coming at me. The MRSA, all of it. Holy mackerel. Stay there, Max Kaiser. Oh, my gosh. Now, Max, we've looked up the Crab Revenge site, and it looks like it's a BBC Letterman comedy show. You're not serious about it, but maybe you are. The point is that they are sexually assaulting you, but saying national security and that it's okay, and now they're going to be on the highways. But finishing up on that topic, then I want to get into the economy. I mean, this has always been a planned implosion. And every time they take down another country and get $5 trillion, as you said last week, now they need tens of trillions more. And I guess there's just no end to it. And now they've announced giant new taxes all over the U.S., all over Europe. EU Gestapo going into the country, shaking people down. I mean, this is a military takeover.
Yeah, well, a couple of points. First of all, Crab Revenge was featured on the Jonathan Ross Show in the UK. It's very real, and this has been around for a number of years. It's also, there's a site called Dog Poop, where you can have vacuum-packed dog poop sent to somebody as an act of revenge, too.
That's enough.
No, there's a lot of these different sites that people can use to enact revenge. But anyway, getting on to the economy in Europe, as you can readily see, in Greece, they've now put in a new leader who's in bed with the IMF and the bankers to allow the austerity to be imposed unimpeded. And so this will just be the way. I just came back from Ireland, Alex, as you know, and the people there are really suffering. The government, they're passing a new $3.8 billion austerity package. They're getting rid of social services. The people can't heat their homes, and they're starving. They can't feed themselves. And then the government, on the same week, they said they discovered $3.6 billion in an accounting error that they just found magically from some error they committed last year, but the people don't get to keep that. That's going into the pockets of the bankers. And of course, Ireland has closed, kind of on a related topic, Ireland closed all of their embassies at the Vatican as part of a major pedophile scandal involving Irish priests. So everyone's quite upset about that. So the country is really going through a difficult times from both the Catholic Church and from the bankers who believe they're doing God's work. And the people are left both spiritually impoverished and financially impoverished. Same thing in Greece. The people are being absolutely hoodwinked into accepting austerity measures, that leaving them without enough food to eat. And now it's rolling into Italy and, of course, Spain, Portugal, and now even in France, where I live. There's a new austerity package being announced, and this isn't going over well at all.
So where does it go? I mean, the banksters who created the crisis are just going to steal everything, and the police are going to stand by. I have an article where police are telling protesters there is no constitution, and I've seen court cases where they say, don't bring the constitution to my courtroom. I mean, just because cops say driving or owning a gun is a privilege, or they say they have a right to grab your testicles for no reason? I mean, does that just mean that they can do it?
It's about this incredible level of debt that is never paid down. Every new austerity measure and every new bailout is accompanied by a new revelation of even more debt. And this is what keeps going on and on. And we know from other guests on your show that the total debts around the world are in the hundreds of trillions of dollars, and most of those haven't even been revealed yet. So this game of accept this austerity measure today to help the problem, and then next week saying, oh, wait a minute, there's more debt, so you have to accept more austerity measure. This is just continuing, and there's it can continue for several more years now because there are literally hundreds of trillions of debt that have yet to be revealed. And so the people are basically left with no recourse because every time they introduce more austerity measures, they also strip civil rights. They also, you know, especially in the United States, you see that all the time.
My God, I got to stop you. Kurt Nimmo just came out with an article, and they're announcing states all over the country, TSA is to be everywhere, and they're so arrogant, and they've got cops with guns, and you pull up, and they look at you like you're scum, and I just can't handle it anymore. I can't handle roid head scum, anti-American filth, helping the government ship in narcotics and guns to Mexico, a bunch of Nazi criminals everywhere. My, what are they getting ready for? I guess the total collapse with a bunch of arrogant idiots.
Let me ask you kind of a thought exercise here. I mean, Jesse Ventura was on about him leaving the country and forsaking or renouncing his U.S. citizenship, and this became a topic of discussion. But my question is, what if Jesse Ventura had said, I'm renouncing my U.S. citizenship? Why is that controversial? Why? Tell me why that's controversial. I don't get it. Why is that controversial?
No, they use it as a way to say he's not American, which he didn't say that. The point is these people are un-American.
Why would anyone want to be American? Why would anyone want to associate themselves with what's going on over there? In other words, you've got...
It's where our families live. It's where our...
Nazi Germany. People said, the Jews said, oh my God, you know, it can't get any worse.
But like you said, Max, it's the New World Order taking over America. And stay there. We got to go to break. It's like the New World Order. It's why it's happening everywhere. They're taking over. The globalists are invading America.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We'll be going to your phone calls here in a moment. And also, Max was chomping at the bit to talk, so we'll go to him in a moment. But if you go to Infowars.com, we have the news article, More States Accept TSA Viper Teams at Transportation Hubs. Accept them, they're just doing it. The effort by the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA to expand their operations from airports to state roads and beyond is being accepted by the states and local governments. Actually, they've told them no, and they just say, shut up, we have weapons. I mean, federal police on the streets of America. And they literally bug their eyes out and run around in a crazed manner. It's really sick. I'm not even intimidated by them. I want to vomit. Bunch of cowardly scum working for a murdering, narcotics trafficking banking cartel. The effort by the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA to expand their operations from airports to state roads and beyond. Man, the crooks are scared, folks. They know they brought the country down, and they're really getting ready to clamp down and stop us bringing them to justice. Basically, a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Ken Lays run the country. What would you do if you'd done all the stuff they've done? And they're taking houses on waterfronts that have been there 80 years. They're taking homes they don't own. Bank of America's taking houses they never had a deed to that are paid for. And it's like, look, we got cops with weapons. I mean, that's what tyranny is. But even few third world countries are this bad. I mean, this is crooks. But all over the country, cops take old ladies' money out of their purse. I mean, why not? It's just pure evil. God, this country's gone. The effort by the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA to expand their operations from airports to state roads and beyond is being accepted by state and local governments around the country, according to allgov.com, a website covering government activity. AllGov reports today that other states are, quote, expecting to follow and accept Viper visible intermodal prevention and response at their transportation hubs. That means highways, bus stations, train stations. Following recent operations in Tennessee, they've had them for about 5 years all over the country. They've had Marines at these with firearms. I've had U.S. Army run up to me screaming at me. I just said, go ahead and do whatever you're going to do, punk. They're like, don't videotape me in the middle of New York. The unconstitutional operations were not in response to any particular threat, but rather, you always got to like that, designed to act as visible deterrence and detection security presence across Tennessee, as if terrorists that they've given Libya are going to care about this. They're going to look for these people to go after them. It doesn't exist. It's all staged. In other words, the operation was an effort to acclimate Tennesseans to militarized TSA units at checkpoints around the state. And then it just goes on to break that down. So Kurt Nimmo's article is so important. Okay, you were getting into a fracas there because we were going up into the break and I was interrupting you. Max Keiser, go ahead.
We were discussing the merits or lack thereof of leaving, of renouncing the U.S. citizenships. And, you know, I really believe this is heading toward the incinerators. You know, there's going to be the final solution for poverty with 50 million people on food stamps. You got more than 120 million Americans now at or below the poverty line. That's a lot of bodies to feed. JP Morgan can only print up so many food stamps. So you're going to start incinerating people. And of course, after they scapegoat these people, the poor people, they'll say that they're evil, they're terrorists, they love getting groped by the TSA, and they're going to incinerate them. It's that simple. It's happened before. The same people who were in charge then are in charge now. And they know that it worked then, and it'll work now in America.
Just and they're like, oh, we did build the Emergency Centers Act. We're trying to get more funding for it. And Ventura in the interview is like, well, why are there kids inside there? And he goes, they're happy children. And
IBM was instrumental in the concentration camps of Germany. J.P. Morgan funded the Nazi rise to power. Coca-Cola created an orange-flavored drink for the Nazis called Fanta. That was Coca-Cola's orange Nazi drink at the time. So American companies are well-versed in incineration, well-versed in mass execution and pogroms. And when they can't feed any more of these poor people in America, they're going to burn them. And that's as simple as that. It worked before, it'll work again. If you don't want to get burned to death, leave.
But you're saying, and I've read it, the same stuff's happening in Europe. The same global banksters run it all.
Yeah, Europe's in bad shape. But I believe countries like Brazil are probably interesting to look at, Chile. But you definitely want to get out of the worst offenders, and that would be the U.S. and the U.K. These two countries have Nazi envy. You know, they go sit down every night and worship their Nazi gods. And when they start burning people in these incinerators, it'll be a total satisfaction for them. So I don't feel like I'd like to get burned in an incinerator for J.P. Morgan's bonus pool. That's not what I'd like to do. I'm trying to stay as far away as I possibly can. I was in New York for the first time in 15 years a few months ago, and that was about as much as time as I'd like to spend over there. It's just too dangerous. You know, if you love your family, you should protect them. And that probably means getting the heck out of Dodge.
Well, they are setting up checkpoints. And I remember going to urban warfare drills right when they were getting rid of Glass-Steagall and gearing up for this and watching Marines training to take our guns and then watching them train to take U.S. citizens, put them on their knees and shoot them in the back of the head. It's all in Police Day 2000. And people saw that. And were so freaked out, they accused me of having fake aircraft carriers land and hiring thousands of troops. And people just couldn't believe it was real. But the good news is, though, the military is woken up. The problem is they pick the crazies and the ones that want to pull triggers on Americans. They psychologically test them and make them cops. And it's weird. I mean, it's like somebody in make-believe, like one of my kids dresses up like a Superman or something and is running around jumping off the furniture. I see these feds and cops now, and they're like running around like they're in a movie, strutting and staring and bugging their eyes out at everyone. And it's like, hey, lunatic, you work for the people that bring the drugs in and stage 9/11. You work for the terrorists. I mean, I can't have punk, coward scum looking at me like I'm bad all day when they work for the murdering criminals, and I know it. Murdering scum, murdering filth, murdering trash, terrorist killers of 9/11, setting up checkpoints everywhere. I indict you. And if you're not evil and you're a cop, then speak out against it like the police that have sent us the internal stuff where they say the Homeland Security thing is for veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives in the fetters. Of course it is. Of course it is. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Max.
No, it's going to be very difficult to leave the United States, especially when everyone has a lien on them, when the debts are formally transferred. Every American has a $300,000 debt hanging over their head, and they will formalize that relationship legally in the courts so that you are personally responsible, and you will not be able to leave that country until you do something about that $300,000.
By the way, they're already starting the capital controls. Now, if you even have a couple silver coins, they pull you over, scream at you. You're a Ron Paul supporter, they flip out. I mean, these are the new federal Gestapo.
They're just beginning the process of penning you in. So less than 10% of Americans even have a passport. So if you're listening and you don't have even a passport, get yourself a passport. So at least you can get on a plane and leave if you have to or need to. And then from there, there are things you should do, like get a second passport, like Governor Jesse Ventura is talking about dual citizenship. At least he has some protection there with two passports. Everybody can do that if you put the work into it. If you value your family and you value your life, you need to have an exit strategy before they start turning the ovens on and marching people into the incinerator because they can't afford to keep the food stamps going anymore.
But I guess they just psychologically test these guys, because I see feds now and they literally are like a joke. They're bugging their eyes out, strutting around in black uniforms, trying to intimidate you. And I just instantly am like, as a man, like, this is a criminal. This is a threat. I mean, I'm immediately, my instinct's like criminal, criminal. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like a dog when it knows somebody's bad. It's like, who are, but they actually think they're good guys. It's real weird. They think they're Jack Bauer and your wife is the terrorist.
Look, as you know, every study going back many years shows that if you give people just a little bit of authority, they tend to run with it and become megalomaniacs very quickly. And this is what happens when you give people who are not adequately trained a gun and a little bit of authority. For now, they're suddenly think that they are all powerful, all knowing megalomaniacs, and the obvious results are in place. So this is not the way to build an economy. It's not the way to secure a nation. It's not the way to build goodwill, and it's not the way to compete. Nobody wins except the contractors and the mercenaries who finance the Gestapo in America. And this is playing out in real time, and nobody can doubt it at this point. So again, if you value your life, you need to figure out an exit strategy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay with my wife and children, and I'm going down with it. And I'll be here warning people to the last minute, and this is not Nazi Germany. This is not Russia. And these people will be...
The Jews said the same thing, Alex, all the way to the end. They all were convinced that it couldn't get any worse, and that that somebody would save the day, and it didn't work, and 6 million were burned and slaughtered and killed, and gypsies and Jews and homosexuals. Now in America, we got about 30 or 40 million people on the chopping block. They got to go. We can't feed them anymore. We don't have the money. Too much debt. And we need the final solution, so they're going to get rid of them. And the same people in charge then are in charge now. If you value your family, you need to get out.
Yeah, they're actually going to go after the middle class and rob everybody. That's actually what the Nazis did.
Well, that's the beginning, though. First, these middle-class people are in the new poverty. They were middle-class last year. Now they're the poverty-stricken. And then they'll be called, you know, they'll scapegoat them. Like, they're the terrorist. You're the terrorist. You know, they get the propaganda machine running, and then they get the people who are not yet being marched into the incineration camp to hate them. Hate, hate. And, of course, it'll all be for the greater good.
But, I mean, it's such a joke. When you pull up to a checkpoint in the middle of the country and there's troops and cops and TSA potbellies directing them, and they're bugging their eyes out at you, and state police have got drill sergeant hats on with their eyes all slit, looking at you like they're gunslingers, and you're there with your kids, and they march over and order you around, and I can't take it anymore. I'm like, no, you're drug dealers. The government's criminal. I don't care anymore. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't take them anymore. They're terrorists. They're murderers. They're drug traffickers. They're scum. They're Nazi commie absolute filth. And I see them, and I'm calling them out.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I predict this, that with a very short period of time, you're going to find people tagged with the GPS monitor, which will be the equivalent of the Star of David. Remember, in Nazi Germany, they had to wear the yellow Star of David.
They've already tagged your cell phone, your name, your face scan.
That's right. So isn't that the exact same thing as being tagged by Nazi Germany with the yellow Star of David? They have tagged you on your GPS monitor as undesirable. That's another major step toward marching people into the incinerator.
Listen, I was flying out of Austin a few weeks ago, and I thought it was a joke. A gray-haired TSA guy goes... One guy goes, hey, Alex, like your show. And I'm going, okay. And he goes, the other guy goes, this guy's a troublemaker, and tried to intimidate me. And it was like a little kid, but they're acting tough. This guy's a troublemaker. And he did this look at me. You could tell the guy was just a sack of wheat garbage. And I thought it was a joke. And I was like, huh? And he was like, yeah, where are you going? Like, and I was just like, you are a sack of trash. You are a cowardly worm. You must have a hellish life. You can't get a woman. I guarantee it. You're a loser. And you'll always be a loser no matter what anybody says. You were born a loser and you are a loser and you're an American filth. And we're going to take this country back and you're going to be brought to justice along with your banker bosses.
Well, you know, the victims, again, of Nazis were citizens of Germany. They were full-fledged citizens with a huge long-term history of adding to society, fighting in the wars, being part of the community. But suddenly, because the powers that be needed a bunch of money to fund their overseas military adventures, it wasn't Afghanistan or Iraq or Bahrain or another, it was Poland and France and other at the time, and they needed that money. So they said, you know, we're going to seize all your money. We're going to put you a little star on your arm, around your arm. And when we can't feed you anymore and get the slave labor from you, we can't feed our prisons anymore, we're going to incinerate you. Now, that's the exact progression we're going to see in the U.S.
By the way, they admit Homeland Security has actually ordered giant body incinerators. That's been in the news.
They're gonna cook their weenies out there and have a marshmallow roast?
No, no, I'm not joking. It was in the Rocky Mountain News before it closed down. It was about 8-9 years ago that Homeland Security, they said for during bio attacks, has ordered a bunch of big industrial incinerators.
Look, there's too many people on food stamps in America. There's over 50 million. J.P. Morgan runs the program. They fund it through deficit spending. But as you know, J.P. Morgan's balance sheet's about to blow up. And the same thing with Goldman Sachs is about to blow up. This company, MF Global, that was run by an ex-Goldman Sachs guy, John Corzine, he leveraged the company up 50-1, blew it up.
Yeah, but America's waking up. Europe's waking up. Berlusconi had to resign. I don't see them getting away with all of this. I think we should have faith here and stare them down.
Who's going to prison? Nobody. Bernie Madoff, you know, he went to prison. But other than that, unlike the 1980s, over 1,500 bankers went to prison thanks to William Black's investigation, putting those bankers behind bars. This time, the situation's 60 times worse. And so far, we've had maybe one guy go to prison, Bernie Madoff. That's it. There's no FBI staffing doing this. When they were pursuing the SNL crisis, they had over 2,000 FBI agents. Here, they've got less than 20 FBI agents, something on the order of that a scale. They're not even going after these guys. There's no retribution for these guys. They are laughing. You know, the traders in Chicago stick their head out the window at the Occupy Chicago movement. They throw applications to McDonald's down on their protests, not signaling that the CME and the Chicago Board of Exchange were caught last week red-handed, defrauding customers, commingling accounts, manipulating markets, stealing egregiously from the system and from all their accounts. These are the people that are telling the Occupy Wall Street movement on the street to go get a job. These people are committing massive fraud every single day.
Now they're announcing they're going to crack down.
He's a major fraudster, Gary Gensler at the CFTC. This SEC is caught and basically engaged in massive fraud every single day.
What about the announcement today? Let me stop you for a minute. It's coming out here in Reuters. Bank of America preparing for Chapter 11, and they say it looks like they may be preparing for it, and they've moved that $79 trillion in derivatives over to the FDIC. So I guess we're going to have to pay for that, but that's welfare.
That's $79 trillion in debt that's moved from the investment bank Merrill Lynch that took these outrageous bets that lost. They put it onto the taxpayer now to bail that out. That's what I'm saying, Alex. That's $79 trillion. The entire GDP of America is $13 trillion. How is the population is 300?
And the cops don't care. The bureaucrats don't care. They think they're going to squeeze enough money out of the public to keep this going, and then they're going to wake up in a destroyed country. But they won't care. They're still going to have that uniform and get to waddle around.
Until they can't squeeze anymore, and then they're going to burn them. That's the end game.
By the way, that's in the news. Guess what's happening with this TSA? They're announcing they're going to lay off federal marshals and all these other people that are, from my experience, more professional, kindly, and trained. And people are actually commenting on this in the article, but I'd already seen it in the news. And they're actually hiring goon brown shirt TSA, but they're going to give them machine guns. They're not even sworn officers. They're going to start arming these little punks.
Well, I'd go long, machine gun manufacturers and prison operators like Corrections Corps of America. On your show last year, I said buy the stock in the low teens. I think it's doubled since then.
Yeah,
if you want to take advantage of the casino gulag that is America, buy these stocks that profit directly from the concentration camp.
Well, that's the next thing. They're going to fire most of the cops. So just get ready for that. They're going to have just nothing but just psycho goons running around. We'll be right back. Calls straight ahead with Max Kaiser. Folks, they cunningly sold the good old boys on the fact this whole police state was for Arabs and manipulated them through racial issues. Behind the scenes, it was always for the American people. It was a receivership takeover. I'm going to do 5 minutes overdrive with Max Kaiser so we can go to a few of your calls. We did the money bomb last week. It's still running a little bit today. I want to hit a 400,000. I want to thank all of you that have done what you've done. I look at Red McCone's giving $6 million to a local college football team so they can have better equipment. I don't want little old ladies who don't have money donating to us. We can hire more reporters and do more here in the face of this, risking our lives. It's middle class and wealthy people. If you're upset about what's happening, there's no better place to support us by buying the books, the videos, or just flat out donating at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And this is all about a mission. I mean, I slept an hour and a half last night. I was on Coast to Coast AM. Didn't go to sleep till 5, got about 6:37, kids jumping on me, coming in the bedroom and stuff. You know how they do. I'm not complaining. We'll have the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv. But this is, you heard Kaiser, you hear everybody else. Everybody knows this is not a game. I mean, they're announcing world government. Max, I want to go to calls here with you, and I appreciate all your time, MaxKaiser.com. But what do you make of the Vatican coming out and calling for world government, world currency? And then meanwhile, we get demonized if we talk about the internal documents that are public, where these corporations that engineered all this want world government, a global private banking dictatorship.
Well, the Pope's got penis envy, Alex, because Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs came out and said that he's doing God's work. The Pope immediately said, wait a minute. No, wait, I'm the Vatican. I should be doing God's work. So he's going to start a global bank and a global hedge fund to complete with Lloyd Blankfein. So it's a weenie waving contest between the Vatican and Goldman Sachs, because at the heart of all these scandals are a couple of inadequate little boys playing with their peenies.
Oh, that's enough, Kaiser Family Show.
Give them a big kiss.
All right, that's enough. Come on, man. You're a serious stockbroker, financial guy. You're out of...
Up in a major scandal in Ireland for pedophilia. The Irish government had to take their embassies out of the Vatican. They're caught up in this global pedophilia scandal. The Pope says nothing. The Murphy report is clear that they're engaging in pedophilia all over the world. The Vatican says nothing. Then they're going to start a world bank and a world currency. Why? Because Lloyd Blankfein said he was doing God's work? What an immature little baby that Pope is. He should be put over somebody's lap and spanked.
All right, Kaiser, you're out of control. I apologize for Kaiser's activities, ladies and gentlemen. Please plug your ears. We try not to. Okay, let's take a call here. Thanks for holding. We'll go to Daniel, but first, and then Bill. But let's go to Jim in Washington. No, Justin in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Love your show, and I would like to put a word out to Jesse Ventura. We love you, man. We appreciate what you're doing. And I just thought of a campaign ad for TSA to hurt against them, but TSA, stop groping people. The Vatican hates competition.
Okay. We're on a roll today. Okay, go ahead, sir.
The whole TSA situation is, I've been on for like hours, over an hour now. Jesse Ventura thing is, what more can we do to help get the movement going against the TSA? Because, of course, they're one of the main...
You should call Restaurant Association, the hotel associations, everybody, and say, I'm not traveling to your town. I'm not going on your trip. And by the way, they've doubled the amount of people on buses now. They're everywhere. Now the TSA's like, no, we're going to grab your daughter's genitals and your wife's genitals and your son's genitals and your genitals. You're not escaping us. We're here to force ourselves on you. We're scum. I mean, it's such a joke. I mean, anybody who doubts the government staged the terror attacks, look at it. Look what they've done. It's incredible. Let everybody know. Look, they know $40 billion is being lost, but keep poking at industries that are dying. I mean, you heard Max. You heard Ventura? It's in the news. Europeans won't come here. I'm trying to make Paul Watson come here for a business meeting, and he keeps begging, please, no, don't make me go through it. Don't make me go there. They're so, I mean, it's like Nazi Germany. Look, I liken it to one of those old 1930s or 40s action adventure movies that Indiana Jones is a redo of, where the archaeologist explorer stuck in the pyramid and the sand's coming in, or the water's coming in and it's going up, and it was at our feet, and I'm like, we better get out of here. Now it's at our chest, then at our necks. Now we're up in a little corner trying to get air. And I'm like, folks, I'll assure you, this is historically an autovertical thing. This, Max, is that a good analogy for the tyranny level we're going into?
Right, it's the boiling frog syndrome. You know, the boiling frog is sitting in the pot with the water, and the heat goes up, and he thinks about jumping out, and the heat gets a little hotter, and he thinks about jumping out, and before you know it, he's cooked. He never jumped.
Yeah, but listen, I've been around the world. You've been around the world more than I have, I would imagine. I mean, it's bad all over, and this is a global system. This is global banks, as you've said, setting this up. They're going to do it everywhere. There's nowhere to run.
No, without all of the major, the G20 nations, the major cities, major nations, this is a global problem, but it's a big, bad, big, big world out there, Alex, and there are areas of the world that are one can go to ride out this storm, and, you know, everyone should do their research on this, but I think you need to have that exit plan in your back pocket in case you need to do it. In case you need to move, you can move quickly, and you should definitely get a passport, and you should try to get a second passport just to have that safety measure. Otherwise, you might find yourself unable to escape in an economy that's collapsed beyond anyone's current projection, and the authorities being run by these clockwork orange-like thugs who just roam the countryside with sticks and guns and rape and beat people, and you want to get out of there. You got to leave that option open.
Oh, it's so sad. Let's talk to Daniel in New York, listening on 1310 AM and up in the Rochester, Buffalo area. Daniel, thanks for holding here on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I just want to say I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And Max, I just want to say thanks for all the information that you're putting out as well. Is it all right if I give out my website?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's anti-newworldorderparty.com. We're trying to build a global network to help support patriots that want to run for constitutional law and also want to restore America. And I would just encourage your listeners to come out and support us at anti-newworldorderparty.com. And I just thank you, Alex, for all you've done in 1310 AM as well in Rochester, New York.
Yeah, they're great people. Been on there like over, I don't know, 12, 13 years. Great people. Old Dr. Wolf was a great guy. I guess his son still runs it. Wonderful people. Thank you. Boy, I tell you, it makes me want to throw up where this country's gone. We are in so much trouble. I have to look at my children every day. But for the betterment of society, I stay here. I mean, I could run to Argentina, Costa Rica, but it's a limited deal. I'm going to stay here where I've got my maximum amount of awake people, and whatever they do, I'm ready. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to take it. The setup, the torture, the killing, whatever, I'm going head up against them. Somebody's got to go head up against them, and I'm like, I don't want to liken myself to Colonel Travis, but I'm going down with the Alamo here. Max Kaiser, closing comments.
Well, this has come down to the big choice one has to make. I think, you know, you're making your choice. I think other people will make a different choice, but it's unfortunate that the situation has gotten so bad that for the vast number of people in the U.S., the best choice that they can make is to leave the country as a way to save themselves and their families. It's unfortunate it's come to that, but you know, there's no pride in being marched into the incinerator and being burned to death.
Yeah, so no, I'm not going to be marched anywhere. We're trying to fix things peaceful, Max. We're here alerting the people to get ready to defend themselves. We're here.
You're always saying, look at history, look at history. That's what I'm saying, that the same people that happened to 50, 80, 70 years ago, they thought the same thing as what you're saying. It can't happen. But it did, and the same people are in charge, so why would it be any different?
Incredible interview, Max Kaiser. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
There he goes. Sorry to the other callers. Great job of the crew. 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. Spread the word. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. Retransmission starts now.